From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is May 26, 2017. It is The Alex Jones Show live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Alex will be coming in at the halfway stage of the broadcast, so be sure to stay tuned in for that. For the moment, though, we got a huge raft of news. We also have a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. He is Gad Saad, who's been on before. He's an evolutionary behavioral scientist, to talk about the Manchester attack, to talk about Islam, if it can be reformed, to talk about a bill in Canada, which would basically make it a crime to disrespect someone's gender pronoun. We're going to talk about all that with Gad Saad coming up at the bottom of the hour. For the moment, though, a ton of news. Obviously, we're still talking about the Manchester attack. We're talking about Greg Gianforte in Montana, who won political office 2 days after body slamming a reporter. How much does that illustrate how despised the media is by conservatives? They didn't care. This is absolutely hilarious. Now, we don't advocate violence. We've never advocated violence against anybody. But, you know, why didn't Gianforte just call the Guardian reporter whom he body slammed a Nazi? Then the media would have applauded him for the assault, right? I mean, that's what they've been doing for the past 6 months. You had Trump supporters, you had Richard Spencer. Again, don't agree with his politics, but he was assaulted. And the media venerated it. They legitimized it. The left lost their right to complain about violence when they did nothing to decry the violence against Trump supporters for the past 18 months. You remember we had little girls being pepper sprayed by anti-Trump zealots during those rallies. The media said absolutely nothing in opposition to that. In fact, they went further. They blamed Donald Trump himself. So that's the environment that the left and the media created. So don't come at me. Don't come at me with your butt hurt over Gianforte because he body slammed this Guardian reporter. Again, not advocating it, but look at what happened. ABC News reports Greg Gianforte wins Montana special election a day after being charged with assault. Just 24 hours after being charged with assault for allegedly, and again, there's no video of it, but there's audio, allegedly body slamming a reporter in his Bozeman campaign office, Republican Greg Gianforte on Thursday defeated Democratic opponent Rob Quist to win the special election for the U.S. House seat in Montana. And oh, the butthurt over it today is absolutely monumental on behalf of the left. The saltiness is unparalleled. But again, doesn't this exemplify the fact that the left's ideas are so, so unpopular that somebody can win political office 2 days after body slamming a journalist? Conservatives despise the media so much. They hate the media so much. They're perfectly willing to overlook that and vote for him anyway. So after this happened, the left, they were pretty confident that they could overturn this election result. It looked like Gianforte was going to win. Then this incident happened. You had eyewitnesses come out saying that he grabbed the Guardian reporter by the neck. They then kind of changed their story around so nobody was really sure about what happened. He admitted that he assaulted this Guardian reporter, Ben Jacobs. You know, he gave a press conference talking about it. They expected that it would reverse the election result. It didn't. Absolutely, on many levels, hilarious. I mean, let's be honest. The left has lost its right to complain about violence. You've lost the moral high ground. You don't have it. So you don't have the right to whine and bitch when it happens to you, when it happens to people on the left. Again, we distanced ourselves from any kind of violence from the beginning. But you don't have the right to whine about it. We had this punch a Nazi narrative for the past 6 months, the media venerating violent assaults on Trump supporters, hate crimes committed by anti-Trump people blamed on Trump supporters. And yet the retraction was always either in the back of the newspaper or they just never talked about it again. You know, they'll report the big story about swastikas being painted on, you know, dormitory walls or whatever, when it comes out that the people painting those swastikas are actually doing it to try and frame Trump supporters, you never hear the retraction. We'll be back with the Alex Jones Show live. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
More tragedy in Chicago, which is living up to its nickname, Chirac. 14 shot in 4 hours, one fatally, a 16-year-old boy shot in the head. One of the boys was 14. He was walking down the street when someone opened fire and hit him in the chest. There were also at least 6 other shootings in Chicago in the same time span. Recall that President Trump said if Chicago can't fix this problem, he will step in. While I am not sure what the solution to this is, perhaps legalization of certain drugs, or not indoctrinating the youth into the gang culture, returning industry and manufacturing to cities to produce jobs. But what's certainly not working is Democrat leadership and the anti-gun policies of the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. While we see great cities like Baltimore, Chicago, parts of Los Angeles, St. Louis, Detroit deteriorate into violence and dilapidation, are we finally going to see great Americans rise up to leadership roles to return these once great American cities to their glory? Let's hope with the next round of elections that's the case. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and 7 total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It's The Alex Jones Show, and of course, world leaders are meeting in Sicily today. It's the G7. Now, what's interesting about that is, of course, the boats from Libya are arriving there in Sicily, in Italy. It's complete bedlam on the streets of Sicily. Gang warfare between mafia groups and African migrant groups. It's absolutely insane. The mayor there, or one of the mayors, is happy about it. He says that it's now like the Middle East. It's now like Beirut or Istanbul, and that's a good thing, even though it's a European town. But of course, what happened during the G7, and this is a headline, migrant boats banned from Sicily during G7 over security fears. So they have these waves of boats arriving every day, hundreds and hundreds of people, 200,000 people a year arriving in Italy. Half of them immediately disappear. Only 2.65% of them are actually given refugee asylum status. The rest aren't, but again, they just disappear into the background. You have a huge security threat because ISIS, in some cases, is paying the fee for these migrants to then pay the people smugglers to get them onto these boats. Now, it's not as if they're struggling across the sea, across the Mediterranean, to get to Italy. No. They only have to get 12 miles off the coast of Libya. They then send out a distress call to these George Soros-funded NGO boats who come and pick them up. It's like a taxi service. And again, people who have worked for some of these organizations, even leftists, who who support this, who give up their time to ensure it happens, have admitted that when these people are coming in, they just barge their way past women and children, the few that are coming in, and they demand immediate asylum. Some of them have beheading videos on their phones, ISIS flags. They're basically Islamists or jihadists. We've seen the reports. They're getting paid by ISIS. You pledge loyalty to us. You be one of our fighters on the ground in Europe. We'll pay the 1,500 euros that it cost them to pay the people smugglers to get into the boat in the first place. Absolutely huge, insane security threat. These NGOs should be prosecuted. They are being prosecuted. At least there's an investigation that could lead to that in Italy. Oh, but what happened for the couple of days when the G7 leaders are in town? Oh, they banned the boats coming in. So again, the policy they created, they don't want to be faced with the reality of it. Oh, but they're going to inflict it on everyone else, aren't they, living down there in southern Italy? Oh, yeah, but just while they're in town, the political elite, those boats aren't going to be coming in. Well, what does that tell you about the entire crisis? The article reads, boats containing migrants picked up in the Mediterranean will be banned from docking in Sicily during the G7 meeting over fears for world leaders' security. Oh, yeah, we care about their security. Don't care about European security, do we? Because the very moment they friggin' leave, those boats are going to be coming straight back in. The ban will begin on Monday. So it already began a few days ago as leaders, including the pro-open borders, Angela Merkel, will get together to discuss economic policy at San Domenico Palace Hotel on the island. The security crackdown was ordered by Police Chief Franco Gabrielli, who said Italian security services needed a concrete plan to guarantee the security of the heads of state and government that will be on the island. So those boats aren't going to be coming in just for the week that the G7 leaders are in town. And that tells you everything, doesn't it? If it's such a big security threat, why are the boats coming in at all? 200,000 people a year, some of them with ISIS sympathy, some of them actually ISIS members. ISIS has bragged in its own manifesto about how they're going to exploit the refugee crisis to infiltrate fighters into the West. Look what happened in Manchester on Monday night. The guy's father, the bomber's father, was a Libyan refugee. The UK gave him asylum. He gave the UK a suicide bomber son. Oh, gee, thanks. He was actually fighting. The father and son were fighting for an Al-Qaeda group just a few years ago in Libya. They were fighting alongside Al-Qaeda, and yet they're allowed to come back and forth in and out of the UK. He's allowed to go to Libya, to Syria for terror training. Absolutely no checks whatsoever, despite the fact he was under surveillance. And again, LIFG, they were members of LIFG. This is a group who's fought alongside Al-Qaeda, basically an Al-Qaeda offshoot. They killed US troops in Iraq. And these are the kind of people we're allowing not just into the country, we're giving them refugee status. Oh, but when the G7 are in town, temporary ban on that because we care about their security, don't care about the security of Italians or Europeans. Doesn't that tell you everything? Now, if you saw the video yesterday, and we can play it now, Donald Trump was met with some very strange reactions from the other world leaders. And you can see here where he meets Macron, the ultimate sissy manlet who married his grandmother. Macron goes towards Trump. You would expect him to shake Trump's hand first. Doesn't. Oh, look who he goes straight to, Angela Merkel. Well, imagine my shock. Then he continues to ignore Trump and talks to these other nobodies. Oh, and look at Trump's response. Basically yanks his hand away, treats him like the manlet that he is. Absolutely hilarious. It was obviously a blank by Macron. He goes to Merkel, then he goes to these other two nobodies before he even acknowledges the President of the United States. Obviously deliberate. And I think there was a later handshake between the two that was just as vigorous. So Trump's definitely trying to show him who's boss. Of course, the left all whined about it and said, oh my God, this is so ridiculous. This is so bullying. Of course, Trump supporters absolutely loved it, as they do whenever he does this kind of thing. There's another video of him pushing Montenegro's prime minister out of the way, if we can roll that. At least that's how the media reported it. Didn't really push him out of the way, just brushed him aside, basically. So that's what's going on at the G7. But again, don't worry, because Justin Trudeau is showing off his fancy socks to Angela Merkel. There you see Trump pushing the Prime Minister of Montenegro out of the way. But if you go on my Twitter page, you can see an image of Justin Trudeau showing off his fancy globalist socks to Angela Merkel. So they're all basically trying to impress her. Macron tried to impress her, the queen of open borders, the woman who's almost destroyed Germany's culture at this point. They're all trying to bow and roll over and have their bellies tickled by her, even at the expense of ignoring the president of the United States. That tells you absolutely everything about their attitude. But Trump's response was welcome. He's certainly not going to be bowing down to Saudi princes or Angela Merkel anytime soon. There's another photo on my Twitter page. If you want to pull it up, it's him showing off his fancy globalist G7 socks to Angela Merkel. That's what Justin Trudeau is doing. So all the little manlets like Trudeau and Macron will be getting along just fine while Trump shows them who's boss. There's that image of Trudeau talking to world leaders about his socks. I'm sure that was a time well spent. So that's what's going on at the G7. Meanwhile, back in Merkel land, woman shows injuries after being beaten by migrants. This is the video that went viral on Facebook a couple of days ago, over 500,000 views. And it explains how a woman is covered in bruises. She shows off the bruises. She thanks, sardonically, Angela Merkel for allowing this cultural enrichment to impact her in such a wonderful way. Basically what happened, migrants called her a bitch. She got up in their face, presumably, and said, "I'm not a bitch." And then they proceeded to beat the holy hell out of her. Now, the response to this on Facebook, and I went and checked this today, if you translate the comments, many of the comments in response to images of this woman being beaten, huge welts on her face, bruises everywhere, the response was, "She's racist for complaining about it." Yeah, that's right. She's racist for complaining about being beaten up by migrants. Just take the beating and be tolerant, okay? Just take the beating. Reminds me of the interview with a woman in Paris a couple of months ago with Tim Pool, and she basically said, "Yeah, I know these migrants run down the street and harass me and grab my breasts. I know it's sexual assault, but we have to be tolerant. We have to be tolerant." No, you don't have to be tolerant of being groped and assaulted. Jesus Christ. But just go and read the comments in this Facebook post. Calling her a racist for complaining about being beaten by these migrants simply because she refused to be called a bitch by them. Absolutely incredible. Now, in this article, you can also see, if you scroll down a little bit, of course, we talked about WND being banned by Twitter yesterday for talking about the Seth Rich story. Twitter is now outright banning entire accounts in certain countries. There you see it. This account has been withheld in Germany and France. It's basically a Twitter account where this individual, this woman, talks about what's going on in Germany, talks about the cultural enrichment, the sexual assaults, the rapes, the harassment. That account is now banned in Germany. Nobody can see it. This is just off the back of another story, which I'm going to get onto in a second, where the EU is now talking about forcing, quote, hate speech videos off the internet. Now, people say, "Well, who cares? I don't use Twitter. Just delete your Twitter account." No, that's not a solution. Social media, for better or worse, is now basically the internet when it comes to news. It is the internet. We have been segregated into these social ghettos. So you have to get out on the battleground in the war of ideas and take on people head to head. It's not a solution to just be completely silent and delete your account and capitulate and submit. Of course, we're always going to have Infowars.com, but we need to go out on the battleground of ideas, which is social media. So that's why they're censoring us. And now the EU has approved a plan to force hate speech videos off the internet. What's hate speech? It's anything that contains expressions of racism and xenophobia. Of course, they think criticism of Islam is racist, even though Islam's not a race. They think criticism of Germany's migrant policy is xenophobia. And people have received home visits from police in Holland and Germany for criticizing their government, mild criticism of their government's migrant policy. Now the EU is pushing through a proposal to have hate speech videos censored. basically centering criticism of Islam. They'll be back.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Alex Jones Show, we have Gadsad coming up at the bottom of the hour. Before we get back into the news, and there's lots of it, I want to tell you about an exciting new product at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, bear in mind, we're under constant assault. We don't just say that, it's not a cliche. Since this adpocalypse with YouTube, they've basically wiped out 75-80% of the income on our YouTube channels, which is an absolutely huge chunk of income over the course of a year. Specifically, again, to do with this hate speech rubbish, which is being imposed via complete deception. They're just punishing anybody who's controversial on YouTube, anybody who has an opinion, doesn't matter if they're left or right, everybody's been hit by this. And it's a massive hole in the budget when they suddenly demonetize your videos and take away, you know, 75-80% of the profit. Absolutely incredible situation. So again, we reach out to you for your support. And now we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the new conservatism is the new counterculture mug. Of course, we had the t-shirt. That's still available. It's proven extremely popular. Now you can get the mug at InfoWarsStore.com for $14.95. That is an exclusive new product at InfoWarsStore.com. Conservatism is the new counterculture. The phrase that absolutely infuriates libtards like nothing else. Also, we have the high quality Made in America t-shirt. Conservatism is the new counterculture with my face on it to trigger them even more. And that's also at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm not sure if we have the other mug up yet, but I can show it here on camera. It is. Yes, we do. Conservatism is the new counterculture mug. This is a big, fat, chunky mug. High quality stenciling with the slogan there. Again, really high quality mug. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Trigger the holy hell out of libtards. We've literally monetized liberal tears. And of course, it's a great mug. It's a great product. And you support this network. Also, we have the Memorial Day mega specials. Absolutely mammoth discounts on a ton of products. For a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com, free speech is being censored across the web. An independent patriot media has come under attack like never before. Today, we're launching the Memorial Day mega specials to help us bring patriot media to the next level. Take advantage of these unprecedented specials and help support the tip of the spear. We really are the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists while supplies last. Silver bullet colloidal silver, 65% off retail. That is massive. Super Male Vitality back in stock at 30% off. Survival Shield, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off. Secret 12, 43% off. Knockout, 50% off. Mammoth, huge discount. Stock up on your products today because they're not going to stick around at those prices. That is the Memorial Day mega special. Also 75% off all InfoWars Trump shirts. You can get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for a limited time. Support the survival and the growth of this network. You've seen what they're trying to do to Sean Hannity, targeting his advertisers, trying to get him kicked off the air. The mob outrage crew managed to get somebody else kicked off the air today in Katie Hopkins over in the UK. She's been fired from her radio show. Don't let them have these victories. Support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com and help us take on those who would censor free speech. InfoWarsStore.com for all those mega specials. Getting back into the news, RT reports, and this is a story which has been completely buried. I went on CNN, Sky News, BBC. This is buried at the bottom of their website like it's nothing. Children among dozens killed as masked gunmen ambush convoy of Egyptian Coptic Christians. Gunmen opened fire on two buses and a truck carrying Coptic Christians in Minya, Egypt on Friday, killing at least 26, including children. Some 26 people were also injured in the attack. So more dead than those who tragically died in Manchester. They're not even talking about this. This is buried on every mainstream media website. Christians are being persecuted and slaughtered around the world while our media continues to lecture us about Islamophobia. Let that sink in. 26 Christians slaughtered, just the latest example. They're talking about multiple 8 to 9 gunmen. Okay, are they going to say this is another lone wolf attack? Maybe it's just someone with mental health issues. No, this is another targeted slaughter of Christians because of their faith. It's happening in Egypt. It's happening in Syria. It's happening in Iraq, where, what is it, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left in the last 10 years. It's basically a war on Christianity. They don't want to talk about it. They want to keep the narrative to Islamophobia. And now it turns out the actual Manchester bomber was motivated by grievances over Islamophobia, mirroring the exact same rhetoric as the left. We're going to come back in the next segment and talk about that and a whole lot more with Gadsdad on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
University of Maryland President Wallace Lowe has announced his plans to launch anti-hate initiatives for campus, an affirmative action plan, and an attempt to do more to quell hate. His plan includes establishing a hate bias and campus safety task force, a rapid response team, allocating hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Office of Diversity to help these efforts, a new annual report on all-campus hate bias incidents, and appointing a council to prohibit hate bias symbols or actions in any venue. Then, hopefully, when you're finished with daycare, you can be ready for the real world. What do you want to do when you grow up, Johnny?
I want to be a campus diversity chief of the hate bias department.
Now, this is in response to a stabbing on campus where Chris Urbanski, a 22-year-old white man, stabbed to death a 23-year-old black student, which is being looked at as a hate crime, mainly because the Facebook group, the Alt-Reich Nation, which Urbanski had joined. I'd like him to look into any pharmaceuticals the psycho was taking. While this is a tragic event, the aftermath is part of an ongoing trend on college campuses to redesign and reshape higher education into kindergarten, telling everyone how to get along. Be careful what you do and say on social media, as it may be held against you. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
The reason InfoWars Live has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLive.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on The Alex Jones Show on this May 26th edition. And I'm delighted to be joined once again by the always insightful Gad Saad. He is Professor of Marketing, Evolutionary Behavioral Scientist, and an author in his own right. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/GadSaad. That's two A's in Saad. And twitter.com/GadSaad. Gad, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Now, obviously, this week has been huge in terms of terrorist attacks. Today, 26 Christians slaughtered in Egypt. I was talking about it just before the break. Mainstream media has basically buried it. They're not really interested in that. We have Christians being slaughtered across the Middle East, being persecuted, driven out. Of course, we had the Manchester bombing, and in the aftermath of that, we heard the same narrative. And it's this, you know, we must unite against hatred. Gad, I think, you know, when they say we must unite against hatred and that's the only response they have, and then a week later everybody forgets about it and we move on, nothing happens, more people die. Do you think when they say unite against hatred, they're not talking about uniting against the hatred implicit within Islamism? They're talking about uniting against basically us, conservatives, or anyone who speaks out about Islam. I mean, that's the sense I get when they use that kind of rhetoric. Do you agree?
Indeed. I mean, I think you covered it on your own channel, the Professor Dr. Katy Perry came out with a very brilliant strategy for, we just need to unite. We need to hug it out. We need to band together. No more borders, no more walls. And the problems will be resolved. If only I knew that when my family were escaping persecution in Lebanon, we could have hugged it out and we could have remained in Beirut.
Do you think for a second they consider the fact that people who are willing to, you know, behead children, burn people alive in cages, that they're not really influenced by the word love and the word unite? No matter how many times you say it, no matter how many candles you light, no matter how many hashtags you tweet out, no matter how many Facebook profile pictures you change, the barbarians of ISIS, I don't think that really affects them, do you?
No, I don't. I call this, by the way, ostrich parasitic syndrome, which is a type of mental virus that causes people to reject data, to reject evidence, to reject logic, reason, and then simply utter out endless, useless, suicidal platitudes. It's grotesque. And frankly, I respect the extremist Islamists more than I do the Westerners that grant them coverage.
I still struggle to grasp it. Do you think somewhere in the back of their minds, these people who, after every single terror attack, say, let's worry about Islamophobia, right? That should be the main concern, is people saying mean things to Muslims on public transport. That should be the main concern after an Islamist has just slaughtered 22, 23 people, mainly young girls. Do you think the kind of people who say that know in the back of their mind, they must know, surely, or is the Stockholm syndrome so deep? Do they surely not know that capitulating, showing weakness to a bully, only encourages a bully? Surely they must know that at some level.
I think there's both types. There are some who, in the deep recesses of the privacy of their minds, know that they are just saying empty platitudes, that they don't believe themselves. But I think there are other folks who have been so parasitized by these progressive platitudes that they genuinely believe that ultimately, if these things are happening, we probably did something to deserve this. And so they self-flagellate in their white Western guilt, and they truly believe that they are to blame. It's a cancer, and we need to eradicate it.
And again, when we talk about political correctness, people just think, oh, I mean, you've heard it before. Oh, that's just being mean to people. You know, being politically correct is just being nice to people. Well, when you have, Gad, 1,400 girls trafficked in Rotherham for sexual abuse by Pakistani rape gangs, and the local council, the local government does nothing about it, specifically because of political correctness, because they don't want to be called racist, then that's when political correctness becomes harmful. And we saw it again prior to this Manchester bombing, Gad. The guy was hanging an ISIS flag from his house, and his neighbors just thought that was perfectly normal. He was out in the street loudly chanting Islamic prayer. He'd been radicalized. His dad was a terrorist, and he was given refugee status in the country. But again, the neighbors saw these signs. We saw it, the same situation in San Bernardino. You know, they were moving into the apartment, receiving suspicious packages. Neighbors said it was suspicious, but they said, we didn't want to report it because we might be seen as bigoted or racist. And we saw that again prior to the Manchester bombing. So, Gad, I mean, political correctness is no longer just about being nice to people. It actually represents a harmful threat in these kind of situations, right?
I've actually analogized political correctness to the spider's wasp. So the spider wasp stings a much larger spider, rendering it zombified. It then drags it into its burrow, lays eggs on it, and then the offspring feed on it in vivo. Right? And that's exactly what political correctness is. It's the spider wasp's sting that zombifies our ability to think rationally and critically. And we are slowly led to the abyss of infinite darkness quietly, without any fight in us. It's horrifying. By the way, I just to speak about the point regarding, you know, the endless obfuscation that Westerners come up with, I've actually listed the number of excuses that people have offered as, quote, root causes. And frankly, if you read that list, you would think it's satire that I'm coming up with. Beard bullying caused this. Toxic masculinity caused this. Lack of art exposure. They weren't exposed to enough high art. Solar panels. carbon emissions. I mean, it's just endless, right? And when you look at this, you say, is it possible that a functioning human being can actually utter such stupidity in all seriousness? And I guess I regret to say that the answer is yes.
No, they will come up with any excuse. I mean, we've always made the point, you know, don't interfere, don't overthrow secular governments in Syria and Libya. And that's the only point which has some validity. When they talk about socioeconomic status of terrorists, if you actually look at many of them across the world, many of them are doctors, they're PhDs. These people aren't vagrants, they're not bums. In many cases, they're well-educated and quite wealthy for the countries in which they live. So again, that's been completely dismantled. The other aspect, Gad, is I think that they use this whole Islamophobia thing as a kind of human shield, because of course the leftist argument on open borders and mass immigration is completely bankrupt. They can't defend it anymore at this point. It's clearly wrong. It's clearly harmful. So they use the Muslims, the brown people, whoever, as kind of rhetorical human shields for their argument. So then when you attack open border immigration policies, they can just claim you're attacking Muslims. So, of course, that means they don't have to defend their argument if they're holding up the poor, oppressed Muslim as the human shield. So it's kind of a way of deflecting the fact that they have no argument.
Yeah, I hear you. I've actually compared it to, I don't know if you know the myth of the noble savage, the Jean-Jacques Rousseau argument, where, you know, the argument is that in the natural state, people are noble, and then came along the Western man, the white man, that caused all this rife around the world. Well, in a sense, what the current Westerners are doing is reviving this myth of the noble savage, right? The brown people, the brown Muslim people, the others are noble, are kind, are peaceful. It is ultimately us who are to blame. Again, it's grotesque. It's a mind virus, and we have to win this battle of ideas. Otherwise, we will lose. When we take a long-term view, we will lose.
No, I was thinking earlier about a term to describe this attitude, which you just described, and it is the noble savage. It's like they had some justification to massacre, to maim hundreds of people in Manchester, when in reality, this bomber was just a thug and a loser. He was a gang member. The guy who he grew up with, who was his best friend, was a gang rapist. So this idea that they're somehow noble in this greater cause for Allah, complete BS. A lot of them are complete losers and thugs. It's like, I agree with Trump when he calls them losers, because that then takes away the left's opportunity to make the argument that it's all about Western foreign policy or that they have some kind of legitimate grievance. No, they're losers. But to that, I mean, there's a headline out of The Independent today. Martin Hett's parents say they only feel sorry for Manchester suicide bomber. So you've got parents of children who died in that attack saying that they feel sorry. They don't feel anger. They don't want anything done about it, presumably. They feel sorry for the guy who killed their child. I mean, what level of Stockholm syndrome do you have to be under to come out with statements like that?
Well, this reminds me, although I think your example is even more grotesque because it deals with children who have died. It reminds me of the case of the Norwegian, I think, journalist who had been sodomized by, I think, a Somali migrant. And then when the Somali migrant was going to be imprisoned and then deported to Somalia, the guy felt guilty, right? So the guy who had been raped and sodomized could not muster enough anger against his rapist. Instead, he felt bad that this poor guy was going to be mistreated in Somalia. It's unbelievable. You can't make that stuff up.
No, there was another story, I think, is out of Germany, where a woman got raped by a migrant in a train carriage on an overnight train. And she said she didn't report it to police because she thought that might be racist. You know, they've had a hard time in Iraq or Syria or wherever. So you have to be tolerant. You have to be understanding. And we see the same thing with verbal and sexual assault on the streets. Many women think that tolerance is accepting being sexually molested by these migrants. Absolutely insane. Want to move on though, Gad. You talked about, you tweeted about the hijab, quite a few times. I was on your Twitter account earlier. Hustler magazine is now glamorizing the hijab. You know, we have actual feminists in Iran and other countries being thrown in prison for removing their hijabs. The early Arab Muslim feminist group, the earliest Arab Muslim feminist group, the Egyptian Feminist Union, This was 100 years ago. They removed their veils in protest. So the very first actual Arab Muslim feminist groups decried the veil. How in the hell did they turn the hijab, I'm talking about leftists and cultural institutions in general, how in the hell did they turn the hijab into a symbol of women's rights?
So I think it comes from the Western feminist idea that the male gaze is a form of visual rape, right? So if you stare at a woman and you sexually objectify her, you sexually desire her, you are effectively visually raping her. And so any accoutrement, any sartorial decision that you take that reduces the male gaze ultimately is a good thing. So the burqa, which by definition can't have any male gaze, I can't see anything other than a black tent, is liberating, whereas the bikini is patriarchal oppression. Again, it's part of the same confluence of mind viruses that have completely parasitized the Western mind. It's unbelievable.
But again, you know, logically, it's the ultimate capitulation to a patriarchal system, a damaging, harmful one, which is Islam, which is being imported into the West. And it's the whole point, isn't it, about, you know, for years we had feminists and people on the left whining about rape culture based on completely fraudulent statistics about 1 in 5 women being raped on college campuses. That argument was eviscerated. Then along came hundreds of thousands of migrants who imported an actual rape culture into Europe, and they're absolutely silent on it. In fact, God, I think it was after the Cologne incident, you know, the mass molestation, the local feminists went out to the migrant camp and gave out roses to the migrants after some of them had been involved in this mass molestation, which again, you know, it's the ostrich effect you talked about. They would rather be raped or even die than be called a racist. I mean, people just can't grasp that kind of mindset, but that's what's happening, right?
Yeah, I think in Sweden, wasn't it the Swedish police who came up with this Einstein decision of having a bracelet on women that says, no, this is my body, you can't touch me. And they were very surprised when apparently the migrant men were not moved by this powerful feminist symbol, and they still attack the women. Surprising, isn't it?
Well, in Finland, we played the video. They had a woman using the force, and she was holding her arms out to a potential rapist, and, you know, just encouraging him not to rape her by using some kind of invisible force field. Yeah, I don't think that would work that great in the migrant suburbs of Rinkeby or Stockholm or anywhere like that. But you did post something which was fairly positive, I think, on your Facebook page, where you talked about how the, quote, battle of ideas will be won. Can we rely on Muslims within the Muslim community to reform Islam, given that those who have tried, who have become ex-Muslims, you know, are met with death threats, censorship and violence? Where is this reform going to come from?
I've spoken quite openly about my pessimism regarding any reform initiative. I think ultimately what's going to have to happen is that the West is going to have to realize that there are inherent elements of Islam, not all of it. There are some spiritual parts that are perfectly livable with, if I can put it that way. But there are other parts that are simply, there is no way to slice them and dice them in any way and reinterpret them or reanalyze them so that they become palatable to our Western values. And in that case, those particular passages, I suspect down the line, some legal scholars will deem them to be seditious to our Western values and somehow find a way to consider them incitement to hate and ban them. I really don't see, look, we're going to solve this problem either peacefully or violently. I still hold out hope that we will do so peacefully, but there is no way to do so peacefully while rearranging the decks on the Titanic while the Titanic is sinking. Well, reform is ultimately a losing battle. We have to recognize that there are elements of Islam that cannot be reformed, and then the next step is to decide what to do with that. What can we do about that?
And of course, one thing is to admit that there isn't a Quran version 2.0. The radicals, as they call them, are reading the exact same damn book as everybody else, as the moderate Muslims, as the nominal Muslims. But we have this idea that they're somehow inspired by something completely different, Gad, when they're reading the exact same book. And people say, oh, Islam, the Quran is about peace. I mean, if you kill one person, you kill the world. Well, yeah, but then somewhere else it says kill all the infidels. That's the same book being read by ISIS. There's not a Quran version 2.0.
And not only that, the passage that says all the peace stuff has, from a doctrinal perspective, has actually been abrogated, has been nullified. So if there's a passage that says be peaceful and then another one that says don't be peaceful, if the later one comes, then it supersedes the earlier one. So it's not as though there's a contradiction. From a doctrinal perspective, all of that peaceful Meccan stuff has been abrogated. And so you're exactly right. There is no set of codes that we could go to called radical Islam or Islamism or jihadism or militant extremism. It's all contained in the same set of sources. It's the Quran, it's the Hadith, and it's the Sirah, the biography of Muhammad. That's it.
And it's the same thing with Ramadan, the later teaching overruled the previous teaching. So the original teaching said that Muslims had to be peaceful during Ramadan. They couldn't attack anybody. It was later superseded by a teaching which said the exact opposite, that that is the perfect time to be deceptive and to launch attacks. And lo and behold, today we have ISIS ordering people to launch more attacks during Ramadan. We'll be back with Gad Saad on the Alex Jones Show Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Going to go back to Gad Saad here in a minute. First, I want to direct you again to InfoWarsStore.com for the Memorial Day Mega Special. As I said, we're under assault, constant assault, financial attack. You see what they're trying to do with Hannity, targeting his advertisers. We've been targeted as well, especially with the YouTube demonetization, which has been going on for months, where they've basically wiped out 80% of our income on that platform. So we rely on your support more than ever, and you've done everything, and it's been an amazing effort to see us through this difficult time. So please continue to do so by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Memorial Day Mega Special. Huge mammoth discounts on everything from Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, to Brain Force, to Knockout, 50% off Knockout, 65% off Silver Bullet. That is a huge discount. We also have the Conservatism is the New Counterculture t-shirts and mug. This triggers the libtards like nothing else. We've monetized liberal tiers, proving very popular indeed. High quality, big fat chunky mug, high quality stenciling there. The t-shirt is also made in the USA. It is high quality. All those products available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Gad Saad, before we get into the Bill C-16, which I think we'll dip into that after the next break, G7 happening in Sicily. They've got the boats coming in from Libya. I talked about this earlier, where the NGO ships go to 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Basically, it's a taxi service. They bring these migrants, who most of them aren't from Libya. They're definitely not from Syria. There's no black people in Syria. You don't get black Syrians. But of course, nobody asked that question. It's still framed as the Syrian refugee crisis. You've got 200,000 Africans arriving in Italy every single year. Half of them just go missing. But Gad, they've suspended the G7, the migrant boats arriving in Sicily for the duration of the G7 conference. Well, I mean, what does it say about the political class that they don't want to be faced with the reality of their own policies while they inflict them on everyone else?
Apparently, they can't handle the cultural enrichment that might come their way. Others should be culturally enriched. They're already sufficiently haughty and culturally enriched. So I can't think of any other reason other than that, right?
I mean, it's absolutely incredible that Merkel, they're all bowing down to her. Did you see Macron, and we played the video earlier, we can roll it again. Macron walks up to Trump. Obviously, you know, it's Trump's first appearance at one of these kind of international conferences. He's at the front of the queue. He's the new president of the United States, leader of the free world. Macron completely blanks him, goes to Angela Merkel, blanks him again, shakes hands with these other two basically nobodies in comparison to Trump, and only at the end does he actually acknowledge Donald Trump. Do you think, seen the video? Do you think that was deleted?
I just watched it now while you're playing it. Posturing is part of the nonverbal communications that many animals engage in, including humans. So I think you're probably right that there was a bit of signaling that was going on there. But that's to be expected given the reality of the European progressive mind, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, we had the election of Macron just a few weeks ago, and he's already proving to be the little manlet that everybody thought he was. We're coming up on a break again, Gad. We're going to get into this Bill C-16. This is a bill. And by the way, we've got a video coming up, which we'll play after we've finished here with Gad, where they send basically a 300-pound drag queen who looks like a clown into a school, and this individual is teaching four-year-olds about, quote, gender fluidity. You will not believe this video that we're going to play in the next hour. Absolutely incredible. But after the break, we're going to get into this with Gad Saad, because there is now a bill pending in Canada, which, and we're going to drill into the details, may make it a crime to disrespect somebody's gender pronoun. Absolutely incredible. Going to get into that after the break on the Alex Jones Show, live breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars is partnered with Defender Body Armor to bring you a new state-of-the-art line of advanced, highly tested body armor from InfoWarsStore.com. Defender Body Armor is certified to protect against all handgun rounds and even armor-piercing FN 5.7 pistol rounds. The secret to Defender Body Armor is its proprietary processing technology that disperses more kinetic energy at a rate higher than any other traditional body armor. Using one of the strongest synthetic materials ever created, called ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene, Defender Armor is also super compact and lightweight. There's a reason the Department of Defense chose Defender to manufacture their new line of advanced lightweight armor. It works. Defender body armor is made right here in America and has received the highest level ballistic resistance certification from an authorized NIJ ballistic laboratory. Defender body armor is now available through InfoWarsStore.com so you can defend yourself, your family, and finance the InfoWar against the globalists all at the same time. A total 360 win.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. And liberals have finally hit an all-time low. That's right. They are doing drag queen story hour at little schools. I mean, kids that are like 3 and 4. Bringing these little drag queens in. Well, actually not little. It's pretty big. It looks like Bozo the Clown. Bringing them around their kids and going, who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? What kind of brainwashing BS is that? Don't bring that crap around our kids. And you got parents that are going to come up on this video and go, well, I really think this is what I've been looking for my entire life. Really? A giant 300-pound dude with a wig on that looks like Bozo the Clown asking your kids about his hips? Negative, son. That is completely and totally wrong. But hey, what do I know? You're the same kind of people that'll get beat up and killed by ISIS and then go hug a Muslim 10 seconds later and then do another hashtag pray for this, hashtag pray for that, candlelit vigil here, candlelit vigil there, and nothing ever changes. You guys are completely losing the war of humanity. Take a look at this video.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
Hell no!
I'm a girl.
No, you ain't.
Hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish.
Why are you even talking about your hips in front of these little kids? And why is it that I see a whole bunch of beta male cucks in the background with their cell phones out going, oh, this is so adorable. No, it's not adorable. You guys are out of your freaking mind. There's a grown-ass 300-pound dude dressed up like Bozo the Clown talking to kids about touching his hips.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity and self-acceptance.
Really? You're getting self-acceptance lessons from a guy who dresses up like a woman? Are you freaking kidding me? That guy can't even accept the fact that he might have a few bolts loose in his head. Why doesn't he go get a shrink? Why doesn't he go seek medical attention? Instead, this guy can't accept who he is, so he dresses up like something else to mask the deeper problem that's hidden below. That he is just a freaking lunatic. And then also, gender fluidity, negative. There's only two genders.
Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy.
It's a man, baby!
Those are people who think that gay people are sinful or evil or, you know, bad to begin with. So, you know, we're sort of just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant.
Whoa, so now we have a drag queen giving advice about sexuality at a school with very young, impressionable minds all around him. Sir, ma'am, whatever you are you a doctor? So no, you're not. You're a dude who dresses up like a clown. And you go and tell people stories, for some reason, about sexuality. And for some reason, these parents are stupid enough to let you come in and indoctrinate and brainwash these kids. You have no medical background. You have no medical history. And you have no idea of the side effects of things like that. You don't need to teach those kids those types of things. It is proven with science that some of the most worst things you can do is to have gay sex. Why? STDs, AIDS, all kinds of crap. Now, if you're an adult and you're a consenting adult and you decide you want to go that route, then by all means, whatever. But don't put that in our little children's heads. I don't find this okay. I think this is sick and disturbing that this kind of thing would be allowed into a school like this.
It's great. So much energy. Did you like it?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for in all of our outings, is to present different ways of being in the world and make that fun and available to my kids.
The hands on the drag can go jazz, jazz, all through the town.
Man, this is some bullshit. Boo this man.
Absolutely revolting. We'll be back to get Gadsad's take on it after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show talking to Professor Gadsad. That is G-A-D-S-A-A-D. You can find him on YouTube under that name and Twitter. Also, Gad, you heard the clip, you saw the clip before the break. I mean, when I was in school, I didn't even have sexual thoughts or think about anything like that until the age of, you know, 9, 10, 11. They're teaching four-year-old kids via this fat, clownish drag queen about gender fluidity. In what crazy world is that a good idea?
Well, I think it comes from the wrong view of the human mind as a empty slate, right? It's called the tabula rasa premise, which basically says we're born with no biological blueprints, no biological imperatives, and it's socialization that then causes us to take the particular trajectories that we do in life. And so if you subscribe to that particular view of the human mind, then, hey, I gotta get the brainwashing started early, because the mind is empty. There are no biological imperatives. And so let me start inculcating all this political ideologies, all this activism into these young gullible children. It's grotesque.
It's the same argument they use for feminists. Some of them want to have sports mixed gender because they claim that, for example, women aren't as good at soccer as men because they didn't grow up playing soccer and it wasn't socialized into them. No, bone mass, stamina, muscle mass, all different. There are two genders. There are biological differences. That's why men in general are better at sports. It's biological. I want to ask you about Bill C-16, though, because you recently testified in front of the Senate in Canada about this. It would, quote, add gender expression or identity as a protected ground to the Canadian Human Rights Act and also to the criminal code provisions dealing with hate, propaganda, incitement to genocide, and aggravating factors in sentencing. Gad, what exactly is the scope of this? Are we talking about people possibly being arrested or fined for not using the right pronoun?
So I tried to exactly contextualize the difficulties with this bill in terms of how vaguely worded it is by looking at what I do in my life, which is I'm a professor who teaches about evolutionary psychology, about innate sex differences and how these manifest themselves in all sorts of ways. Now, Harvard University's LGBTQ office came out with a pamphlet that basically said, and I'm quoting, that it is transphobic systemic violence, right? This wasn't a metaphor. It's a systemic violence to promulgate the notion of fixed binaries and biological essentialism. Fixed binaries is male, female. Biological essentialism is to resort to some biological argument to explain something that deals with human affairs. So by that definition, anything that I teach in my courses would be transphobic systemic violence, right? So for example, if I explain how the process of sexual selection results in, evolved differences between the two sexes, well, someone could come along and say, but I am a non-gendered person. I'm a non-binary person. You didn't include me in your class material, and therefore you're being prejudicial. You're being biased. When I tried to raise all these concerns with the senators, they scoffed and laughed and so on. And then one person actually accused me of being pro-genocide for simply offering possible warning signals regarding how badly phrased the bill was. It was simply astonishing that in the 21st century, a scientist had to go in front of the Canadian Senate to argue that there is such a thing as male and female when it comes to a sexually reproducing species. It's unbelievable.
And we saw the Bill Nye farce a couple of weeks ago where they actually censored part of his original 1996 show, which was basically someone just talking about chromosomes and how there are two biological genders. They actually censored that from the Netflix version. Now he's on Netflix talking about how it's all fluid. Calls himself the science guy. Absolutely absurd. And also you talked about this new redefinition. You having a different opinion to them is now not just, oh, you're a Nazi, you're hateful. It's actual violence. Yeah. Gad, I mean, do words just sprout fists and start punching people in the face now? How do words and opinions translate into violence?
I think it's part of what I call collective Munchausen, right? Munchausen is when you feign an illness or an injury so that you can garner sympathy and empathy. Well, this whole victimology ethos that is at the root of all of this social justice warrior activism is ultimately rooted in this collective Munchausen, where I use the following example in my opening remarks at the Canadian Senate, right? René Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. The new motto is, I'm a victim, therefore I am, right? I don't exist unless I could, provide a victimology narrative that defines me. And that's the problem, right? Is that these guys operate within a currency of victimhood, and that has to stop.
And some are more victimized than others. Some are more equal than others. If you're a white straight male, you're at the bottom of that league table. Of course, it's the oppression Olympics. Gad, we're coming towards the end of this. Just tell people how they can find you on Twitter and about your YouTube channel.
Thank you for asking. So on Twitter, at Gad, G-A-D-S-A-A-D, please follow me. And then you could go check out my YouTube channel. It's basically a bunch of clips. Sometimes it's just lectures. Other times I'm chatting with people. It's the Sad Truth, S-A-A-D, Truth. Check it out. Subscribe. Donate. Look forward to interacting with you there.
Okay, and I'll be sure to make an appearance on your channel soon. Gad, thanks for joining us today.
Real pleasure. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Okay, there goes Gad Saad. Extremely insightful chat as per usual. Let's dip back into the news right now, though, because Russia is warning its citizens against traveling to Britain due to another terrorist atrocity being inevitable. Maybe the Russians were behind the attack, as Louise Mensch suggested that. Yeah, probably happened. Russia has warned its citizens against visiting Britain due to the threat of inevitable new terrorist attacks. Vladimir Putin's government issued the travel advice after the UK raised its threat level to critical, the maximum possible, following the Manchester bombing. Of course, the reaction to the Manchester bombing has been to put more men with guns on the street. Like, that is going to do anything whatsoever to address the root of the violent ideology that caused this attack and all the others like it. Okay? Turning Britain into a police state isn't going to stop terrorism. They're all going to disappear in 2 weeks. People will have forgotten about this attack in 2 weeks, like they forgot about the Westminster attack in 1 week. So putting men with guns on the street for an extra week, completely, completely pathetic response. Not going to do anything. If they want to attack, they'll attack. It's about not letting them in the frigging country in the first place. His dad was a terrorist. His dad was a member of an Al-Qaeda group. And they gave him sanctuary in the UK. Absolutely incredible. We have this headline out of InfoWars yesterday. Manchester bomber motivated by anger over Islamophobia. Well, what do you know? So it turns out one of his gang member friends, you know, he really grew up with some sterling individuals, but again, he's the martyr. No, he's a loser and a thug. One of his friends was basically killed in a gangland attack. He was run over with a car, murdered, stabbed to death. At the funeral of his friend, he vowed revenge because he claimed that this was about the, quote, ill treatment of Muslims in Britain. So by the sounds of it, it was probably a, you know, a black gang that was having a turf war with a Muslim gang. His friend got killed. He said, this is a hate crime, and vowed revenge. His revenge wasn't against the other gang. It was against 12-year-old girls at a frigging pop concert. But again, he's not a noble savage. That's what they try to do with this whole Islamophobia thing. Oh, maybe his grievance was justified. Maybe because we're bombing Libya and Syria. And again, we've opposed that from the start. And that is related. Don't support jihadists. Don't overthrow secular governments. But that doesn't give legitimacy to anything. This guy was a loser and a thug. But again, it's the same narrative embraced by the left immediately after the attack, when they come out with this whole vigil and hashtags and pray for whatever crap, talking about uniting against hate. They're not uniting against the real source of hate that's causing these attacks. They're uniting against the hate, which in their eyes is anyone who dares to call out the real ideology behind these attacks. They're uniting it against us. Here's another headline. Terror expert, political correctness to blame for Manchester bomber not being reported. So he was heard loudly chanting Islamic prayers in the street. Didn't raise the alarms of any of the neighbours. They thought that was perfectly normal behaviour for an Islamic ghetto in Manchester. He was flying an ISIS flag from his house. He was already on a watch list. Nobody reported it because, again, just like San Bernardino, it might have been politically incorrect to do so. Suspicious behavior witnessed over and over again, just like San Bernardino, where they were taking in the packages. Same case scenario. We're not going to report it because we might be racist. He supported ISIS, showed pro-ISIS sympathies at his local mosque. In fact, we've got a video clip. I think we'll probably play it in the next segment, but they gave out leaflets at the local mosque, which decried Western values. He was radicalized in these mosques. There were 4 mosques alone in the Whalley Range area of Manchester, just in that one tiny area. This is the source of the problem. Radicalization in mosques. They need government people sitting in. If these mosques have been identified as sources of radicalization, you need government people sitting in, listening to every sermon, every lecture. That's how you root out this radicalization. In prison, it's also a massive problem. People get thrown into prisons controlled by Muslim gangs so as not to get beat up. They have to join the Muslim gang, become a Muslim. Okay? Put the people behind that in solitary confinement. These are actual solutions which could prevent terrorism. We're not even allowed to talk about it. People are more outraged over Katie Hopkins' frigging tweets. You can't even talk about any possible solutions. Anybody who tries to talk about solutions is denigrated, is smeared as a basically a thought criminal, a hate criminal. This is the situation in the United Kingdom today. This is why these attacks will keep happening. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
live on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to be coming up in the next segment, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Before I hit a few final news stories, I want to tell you about the Memorial Day mega specials. Lots of them, huge discounts available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free speech is being censored across the web. We've been targeted on every level imaginable over the past few months. And the independent Patriot media has come under attack like never before. So today we're launching our Memorial Day mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com to help bring Patriot media to the next level. Massive, massive discounts. These are not going to stick around for long. Silver Bullet, 65% off. Super Mail, 30% off. Survival Shield, back in stock and at 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off retail. Absolutely gigantic discounts. We really appreciate your support. We've needed it in recent months like never before. You've seen how they've come after us, especially with the YouTube demonetization. So please get the products, stock up right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's more important now than ever before that you support us. We really appreciate those of you who have 5-star independent reviews on all those products at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Conservatism is the New Counterculture T-shirt, high quality, premium, made in the USA. Trigger a libtard today, and it's a great T-shirt to boot. That is available, very, very popular. Not going to stick around for too much longer at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the new mugs in stock. Again, high quality mugs, that fat, chunky little mug there. Stenciled lettering there, really, really high quality coffee mug. Conservatism is a new counterculture. And also one with my face on it, which they really hate, with the same slogan, and that's a different design. It's a tall black mug. Those are both available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, if it proves the same as the T-shirts, they aren't going to be around for that much longer because they've been selling like hotcakes, very popular. You can also get Trump Pence 2020 Battle Cry shirt for just $4.95. Just $4.95, absolutely huge discounts. The Memorial Day special also running at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's hit a few final news stories. Professor says terrorist attacks are a part of life. Do nothing. This is out of Turning Point News. A professor at the University of St. Andrews in Britain has issued a statement after the ISIS suicide bombing, and he basically says, quote, the attack in Manchester is not the first and not will be the last. It won't be the last. What the last decade and a half have shown is that these events are now part of life. Just get used to it and do nothing. After all, that's what Macron said, isn't it? That's what Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, said. If you live in a big city, just get used to your kids being blown up. No, that's capitulation. That's submission. There are actual hard, concrete measures you can take to lessen the risk of this. One is just not letting in anybody unvetted from all corners of the globe. How about that? How novel is that? But no, we have 200,000 migrants from these African countries arriving every single year just to Italy alone. Some of them radicalized by ISIS. You see what happened in Manchester. The father was a member of a terrorist group that killed US troops, that overthrew Gaddafi, aligned with these other Al-Qaeda affiliates, a Libyan Islamic fighting group. They give him refugee status. He has children, one of whom is the suicide bomber in Manchester. That's what these kind of policies lead to. Yet another example of it. Absolutely incredible. Doctor quits profession after urging minorities to rape Front National voters to create half-breeds. What a pleasant individual he sounds like. This is over in France, of course. A doctor who called for ethnic minorities to rape female Front National voters, that's Marine Le Pen's party, so as to bring France multicolored descendants, those are his words, and quote, kill right-wing poison in the egg, has quit work after a ruling by the Order of Physicians. So he's basically whining about the fact that he's been forced to quit after literally calling for women in France to be raped. Because that's progressive now, you should be able to say that. But he's in frothing, whining butthurt over it, the fact that he's had to quit. Well, good. You can't call for women to be raped and expect there not to be any consequences for that. Absolutely incredible. Former Navy SEAL tells Katy Perry, go to hell. This is Carl Higbee, who told pop singer Katy Perry to go to hell for Thursday for comments she made in favor of open borders after the Manchester suicide bombing. Interesting now that people are trying to get me to meet Katy Perry in London. saying that she's aware of my videos and has seen my videos and maybe we're able to red pill her. Probably not going to happen given the video that I just made about Katy Perry. But now we have a former Navy SEAL calling her out for her open border idiocy. That's going to wrap it up for my section of the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones, the man himself, is coming up live in the next segment. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Craig Sawyer is our guest. He's obviously a former Marine veteran, Navy SEAL, combat instructor, hosts several television shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, CBS News, you name it. And he's got tacticalinsider.com. He's also involved investigating with a group of current and former law enforcement and military multinationally, the giant child kidnapping, sex trafficking rings that are out there. And so anybody who's watching today on this Friday global transmission can simply search engine UN child sex trafficking, child murders, Haiti. About a month after Craig Sawyer was on with us about 3 months ago, it broke in the Associated Press, a year-long investigation of thousands of children raped, thousands trafficked out of the country, and hundreds dead
You can go read those reports for yourself. UN Sex Trafficking Haiti, Associated Press. So that's one of the subjects we're going to get into in a later segment today. But I wanted to talk to Craig about that because it just goes to the whole mindset of these elites and why those of us that aren't like them are kind of like blind. We don't have avenue into that mindset. We don't think like that. And so we're really have a blind spot to it. So how do you respond to that? It's the same thing with Islam. You can argue Islam needs a reformation. Well, maybe Al-Qaeda and ISIS is a reformation because I've read the Quran. It's getting back to what Muhammad actually did. Now, here's the deal. I know there's some nice Muslims, and I know there's Alawites and Kurds and all the rest of it, and I don't want to have war with them. I don't want to kill them. But that said, I can't sit here and watch Manchester, 22 girls blown up and killed, another 50-something injured, and then see the pop singer call for more open borders and talk about how she hopes her fans effing die. That's a quote. And you've got these elitist Hollywood people with armed guards and walls, and but they don't want you and I to have guns. And then they say have open borders to unvetted countries. The six countries Trump's blocked are the ones that they have the Sharia law where the local mosque basically hands out the passports. Syria is falling to these people. But Libya and Sudan and Somalia, it's already fallen to it. This is crazy. So I wanted to get Craig Sawyer's take on what happened in Manchester. I talked to a Green Beret about 2 months ago off record, and he said, look, the next place to be hit will be England. That's where the jihadis are really targeting because they're trying to leave the EU. The jihadis see the EU as kind of their own deal. They're allied with Merkel and others. We've seen more truck attacks, more shootings. And then they say, oh, we can't believe this is happening when they were letting him go back and forth to Libya and then back and forth into the country. So I wanted to ask the question because Craig hasn't just been a Navy SEAL and all the rest. He was also a federal officer. And works in many of those modes as well. So I wanted to ask him from his sources out there where he thinks we're currently in this battle with Orthodox, radical, mainline Islam and what he thinks of Trump's visit that happened last week to the Middle East.
Well, hi, Alex. Well, I do... There's a lot of different ways to look at this. What I look at as the big picture, you know, they're talking about what's going on over there in England right now with the latest bombing in Manchester and who's behind it and how it was done and all the down in the weeds part of it. What I look at is more of the big picture from the counterterrorism and the federal law enforcement background is that, look, I know that the British MI5, MI6 and SAS can solve this problem given, the freedom to do their jobs. So why are their hands tied and why is this being allowed to happen in the first place? Why is the stage being set for radical Islamists to blow up concerts, schools and the like? Why is it being allowed when the people and the professionals across Europe know how to handle it? Why is it not being allowed to be dealt with? And it's this whole political correctness lie that's really got everybody's hands tied. So I say, look, man, people are going to have to get fed up to the point to where they're going to demand effective action be taken by their governments. No more. As long as there is only this soft response to terror, terrorists are going to win. They're going to get what they want. They're going to bomb the living daylights out of everybody every day, all day until nobody's left, until effective action is taken. It's got to be effective. And those techniques and tactics are known. We know what it takes to defeat terrorism. And my question is right now, why is that not happening? It's a political problem. It's a corruption exactly. problem. It's a lack of will to win. And I think until we address that, there's no point in getting down in the weeds and all the other
minutia
points of yeah, exactly. So
well, I mean, I totally agree with you. We don't want to blame the military and the police because their hands are tied. But you look at Stockholm, Sweden, you look at Brussels, Belgium, you look at Berlin, Germany, or Cologne, you look at Paris, France, burning buildings every night, cars, people being raped, killed, just crazy town, an inability to address it or do anything. And then we learn time and time again, the security services actually know what's going on, known by police, known by MI5, known by MI6, known by the FBI. Take San Bernardino. FBI agents tried to bust them when they went to Pakistan and to Saudi Arabia. And then they were criminally investigated for civil rights violations a year and a half before
they go and shoot up their company party at the Christmas tree. I mean, it's crazy. It's like beyond being paralyzed. And of course, you've been a federal officer. You've dealt with this in counterterrorism. What is the general feel then about where this is going to go? Because clearly it's getting worse. Clearly they're bringing more refugees here, most of them military age men. What is the establishment thinking?
Well, that's the question of the rank and file. The people that actually have the skills and the background to make a difference are frustrated. They cannot have their optimal effect without backing from their politicians. So whether it be in the United States and what we just suffered in the last 8 years of being scolded every time we were bombed as to not to pay attention to who did the bombing and not dare say it, you know, now we're watching kind of the same thing over in England, and it's heartbreaking to see the victims, needless victims. They should not have suffered this attack. It's known how to prevent this, and the will is just obviously not there to prevent it. The politicians want to play these games, and lives are at stake. National security is at stake. So it really is just going to matter. It's going to boil down to the people getting so fed up to where they're not willing to play this soft, politically correct game anymore that allows terrorists to win. They're going to have to get fed up and say, okay, now let's get back to doing what works and let's put a stop to this so our children could go to school without being blown up.
And by the way, what would work? I mean, if you've got mosques in Libya where our government helped it be a failed state to put the jihadis in, and you've got these mosques openly teaching kill everybody, and people are saying, let's kill people, let's guard people. Well, you've got the evidence of planning terror and planning mass murder right there. Just lock their asses up. And then you've got these mosques in the Middle East where they're openly saying it. Well, that's fine. You just openly called for this. You just got arrested, right?
It just boils down to enforcing the law in good faith, Alex. It's really that simple. All of these countries have the laws on the books. If they would only enforce them, could clean this right up.
Let me ask you this. What is it? Sure. I mean, it's not like sometimes, and I've been against many of our wars. So I'm not against our troops or our country, but I'm against some of the wars. But once the war is going on, a missile goes the wrong direction, kills innocent people. We apologize. It's terrible. A lot of times paying reparations. That's good. But the Muslims, we apologize. We kill people on accident that are innocent. But then they won't apologize, just their general mosque, when they go blow up a bunch of teenage girls. Why do the Islamists tend to target women, children? It's like they never seem to go after combatants. They never seem to go after men. They're always going after women and children. I mean, is that just because they're cowards or what's, because don't they know how bad that makes them look?
Well, President Trump called it right. They are cowards. And yes, that is why. It's easier to kill the innocent and the helpless and the defenseless. So that's why nobody respects them. And that's why they will lose. I think we all need to just start telling the truth again and quit tiptoeing around and pretending to have more compassion for a hostile group that are coming against our countries than we really believe inside. It's time to just stand up and call it what it is. We don't like terrorism. We don't like the violence, and we don't condone it. We don't stand for it. We should not tolerate it any further. So it's just a matter.
Can you imagine being a 20-something-year-old guy? And they're sure they let him in the back, and now we know he had help, a sophisticated device. It's usually Muslims in England running security. I've been there many times. It's like bizarre. They're at the airport asking you if you're planning something. You're like, give me a break. You're wearing a hijab, lady. And imagine you're around a bunch of teenage girls, and you walk in, and then you're proud to blow them up. I mean, I'm sorry. That is the most mentally ill, warped logic I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Well, it's evil. Mankind intentionally does harm to the innocent and helpless. That's evil. There's no other way to describe it.
It has a hunger for it, doesn't it?
Justify it. Yeah, it's you're right. It's a depraved and a sick mind that does that, and we should not allow it any further. It's not a legitimate outlook. It's not. It's no way to run anything. They are the least and the weakest among us. And they have resorted to that which is completely unacceptable to try to achieve their own objectives. And we must not allow it.
Of course, Trump has called them losers many times. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. And I don't want to just sit here and bash them all day, because Islam's a threat, Orthodox Islam's a threat. But isn't it, Craig, the bigger threat, a political class in Europe and the United States that is allied with it? Because it's more than just Stockholm syndrome and the public capitulating. Our elites have basically been bought off by the power structure. And one day after our president throws the gauntlet down and says, listen, stop killing us or we're going to wipe you out, they attack the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I don't think folks like Merkel over in Germany are as foolish as they appear by just massively importing terrorists and then, you know, acting surprised when things start blowing up. I don't think anybody's that stupid. I do believe and have seen behind the scenes that they are corrupt. They are in league with globalists that buy them off and promise them political power and favors. And we've got a segment, unfortunately, of our society that seek their own personal benefit over the best interest of their citizens. So they're traitors. They betray their own people, and they pretend that somehow mass importing terrorists can in any way, shape, or form be a good idea.
Well, sure, your father was a well-known pastor here in Texas, and I don't just say this because, I mean, I grew up Christian, and I love God, but I kind of got sick of hearing about it all day from my family. But as I got older, I learned it really is evil we're facing. And you look at Katy Perry and all her satanic rituals on TV, and then her saying, open borders, bring them in. You know, they're allied with it because they get off on the evil. It's a perversion. They enjoy flaunting it and allying with it because spiritually they're one with it because they are fundamentally losers. Here's President Trump.
I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured in this terrorist attack and to the many killed and the families, so many families of the victims. We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term.
That's enough of the president. I'm not just saying this. When I watch these jihadis, they just act like physically the wimpiest little creepy people, like they're trying to be evil. They're trying to be bad. And then I ask myself, if they're so pathetic, then how are we so dominated by them, Craig?
Well, like we pointed out earlier, our politicians, in a lot of cases, our elected officials are not representing us. They're not looking out for our best interest. And we have to be more assertive. Thank God we've gotten President Trump. I do believe that that the tide has changed here in the United States because of that. And I look forward to the results, the positive and effective results from that. Over in Europe, it looks like they still got a lot bigger problem. And I do hope that we sit up and take notice and watch what's going on over there and look at just how ineffective their responses are to radical Islam and take note. And follow and back our president and his determination to kick him out. Get him out. If you don't want to live among us in peace, get out. Go blow up your desert where you came from. We are about peace. We are about tolerance. We are about working hard and enjoying the fruits of your labor. And if you can't get on board with that, then you have no business coming to our country. So it's a strong leader that will dare to say that nowadays in the face of political correctness and all the BS that's been pumped out of our, you know, educational institutions and so-called mainstream news media and big Hollywood over the last decades. I think a lot of American citizens have been lulled into a stupor by just hearing this false narrative. And
but I agree with you. I think the sleeper, I mean, I think you're saying the sleeping giant's starting to awaken. We're going to come right back with Craig Sawyer straight ahead. I want to talk about, right before we went on air earlier, we talked about the attacks on Trump, you know, the attempt to overthrow him, the fifth column in the government, the deep state that's admitted, all these Obama people. Craig has a lot of law enforcement sources and intelligence sources. We'll get his expert analysis on that right after this break. Briefly, Memorial Day is coming up for those that fought and died for this country. And this broadcast is an info war in remembrance to them so that we don't lose the country for our children and our entire future. America's not perfect, but compared to other countries, that's why it's still number one. And we're running some of the biggest specials we've ever run in the last 5 years of having InfoWars Live products, which a lot of them are the top private label stuff by top companies, other things we proprietarily develop with the top developers. We've got Super Male Vitality out of the gates, sold out for months. It's 30% off. We have Silver Bullet, the biggest sale ever, 65% off. If you sign up for auto ship on any of these, you get an additional 10% off. So that's 75% off. We've never even done 65% off, but I want everybody to try it and see how amazing it is. Survival Shield, the good halogen, X2, the good iodine, 40% off. New auto ship, 50% off. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Brain Force, again, 47% off. Now a 20% more in each bottle and an additional 10% off with auto ship. Secret 12, 43% off. That's 53% off with auto ship. Knockout, 50% off. An additional 10% off. That's 60% off when you sign up for auto ship. Every 15, every 30, every 60, every 90 days. Cancel anytime. All InfoWars Trump shirts, 75% off at cost to flood the market with them, to promote free speech and get them out to folks. And this is how we're hiring more reporters. It's how we're hiring more crew. It's how we're behind the scenes helping finance investigative news crews that are integrating with law enforcement to expose the pedophile rings that Trump is rounding up right now and getting almost no credit for. That's what you're funding at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Imrix Essentials, which is a big national brand, private label by us, of organic personal care stuff, from sunscreen to deodorant to 10-to-1 mouthwash to body wash, shampoo, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll look at the globalist attacks on Trump from an expert, and we'll look at the latest on the investigations into the pedophile rings straight ahead with Craig Sawyer.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
You know, quite frankly, I got news yesterday and today from high-level sources in the White House and without it about the names, Seth Rich, who did the killing, everything. And you hear this stuff, it makes you sick for your country. The Democrats know full well what they've done. And Trump knows what's going on. He knows about the illegal spying on the American people. The deep state is a bunch of multinationals. They're, I don't want to keep bashing Muslims, but it's in the news. They've like put a bunch of Islamist groups in charge of the congressional laptops and computers. And they're spying on them that way. I mean, it's like, I can't believe we're this penetrated. And I wanted to ask Craig Sawyer in the short segment, another segment coming up in a moment, just briefly, from his law enforcement sources as a federal officer, former Navy SEAL, and some of the most elite groups out there, TV hosts, you name it, from his sources, what's happening currently to Trump? Because, man, they are out to get him, and we know they admit he's got this fifth column inside of all the agencies just totally ignoring the reforms he's trying to bring in.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of deep state leftovers from the Obama administration and previous, who are out to undo everything he's trying to do for we the people. So they're basically parasites that are out for power within our different levels of our government, who just want to build whatever power that they've got there. They never want to give it up. So it's not like they go and serve for a while in government and then go and assimilate back into the society. They're there to stay, and they don't want to be uprooted just like a tick on a dog. So there are those who are creating a logjam for anything positive that the President Trump tries to do. So just as an example for law enforcement, a lot of my friends in the federal law enforcement are frustrated. They are good, patriotic, decent, hardworking Americans who can fix so many of these things that we're facing, but their hands are tied because several officials up and down their chain of command within the DOJ are corrupt, and they will not act in good faith, and they will, you know, help the Clintons and others, you know, hide a lot of the facts and thwart a lot of the investigations.
So how do we stop saboteurs?
Well, how we stop them, what I would love to tell the president is he needs to grab a hold of his DOJ and the directors of the different agencies and say, look, my commander's intent to you, sir, is to purge and clean out your agency of all subversives. We're going to get back to serving the American people in good faith, and you are to carry out the charter of your agency from the beginning. And you let me know if you've got any problems, if you need more assistance. But your personal task is to get rid of those who are creating the logjam, who are against our Constitution or against our people, who we know are corrupt. Fire them. Get rid of them. And if they're worse than that, prosecute them.
And look how they leak all this stuff that isn't even real. They use secrecy to leak fake stuff. Then they leak the Manchester info and then blame Trump when they're the ones leaking.
Yeah, well, all the false accusations are just a tactic to tie up the president and his supporters in defending him. So he
and
needs
by the way, there, as you know, Democratic memos admit the intents just tie him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just want to tie him up, just like a boxer. You know, well, I don't want to get to fighting tactics, but. Yeah, they're looking to tie him up and busy him. What he needs to be busy doing is supporting his DOJ, and his DOJ needs to be at warp speed arresting and perp walking these scumbags who are his worst antagonists. We the people really deserve more justice than we're seeing, and it needs to be ramped up big time, big time. They need to start prosecuting.
I want to come back and talk about the latest on investigations into the whole pedophile networks. Huge arrest there. We've also got Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening the police chief of D.C., saying, you know, don't give us these laptops you got from these Islamicists that had penetrated Congress, reportedly. She looks so guilty threatening him there will be prices to pay. I mean, these people are so arrogant. We'll be right back with the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So it was about a year ago we sent our crew landing on dirt airstrips in Haiti to get into the sex trafficking rings. One of Hillary's staffers gets caught shipping kids in illegally. She gets convicted, then she changes her name. She still runs those operations today. We told you first, so did Eric Prince, a former Blackwater, that Weiner was sexting this 15-year-old, procuring young girls. That came out. Of course, he's now pled guilty. The point is, they call us fake news because we're real news, and they know I'll put my money, my name, my blood, my family, everything on the line. And by the way, I'm not a hero. I'm not signing up with pedophiles and devil worshipers. I mean, it's real easy to not join globalist Islam, the New World Order, George Soros. I would do anything not to be with them. Everybody's like, oh, Alex, thank you so much for what you're doing. Or Craig, thank you. Thank you, listeners, for supporting us. We're all in this together. No matter what color you are, if you love God and love justice, you're on the same side. Craig, in the 4 or 5 minutes we have left, just getting into the investigations, the pedophile roundups that I know are stopping at the court level right now. Over 5,000 arrests now total. That's about 150,000 in the whole playpen thing that the FBI was finally green-lighted to cover. I mean, this is such a giant subculture. We're learning that the globalist liberal culture really is pedophilia. They're suddenly all over TV normalizing it, making jokes on Saturday Night Live. I mean, we have dug into this cult, and their answer is just get back in our face.
Yeah, it is, Alex. It's we're learning that the pedophilia kind of permeates all the different aspects of different groups of subversives and anti-American and globalists. They all seem to be tied into this whole, like you call it, a subculture of pedophilia and child rape. It's just horrible, but I wish I could say it's surprising, but, you know, birds of a feather, if you will, is how I see it. So, again, I just think it really has to do with regaining control of our country. We've got a pro-American president again. I say, man, while we've got the football, let's move it as far upfield as we can.
And you know he's good by how they're attacking him. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look at their desperation to shut him up. And, you know, they're trying to say it, throw impeachment out for every which kind of BS excuse. So, yeah, man, he's under their skin, and he's a real threat because he just apparently intends to act in good faith for we the people. So, man, shame on us if we do not all rally around him.
I was about to say, he's not perfect, but he literally is acting in good faith.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who needs to be perfect? I mean, the guy's trying to uphold the Constitution and reestablish the wealth and freedom.
Under
and
a 360 assault.
Yeah. Yeah, from all sides.
Look at how you and I, we're not victims, we're conquerors. I mean, we're, you know, with Christ's help, we're not whining, but the attacks we're under are insane. Can you imagine Trump?
Well, oh yeah, yeah. And look at those like Media Matters, you know, we got scumbags that are doing the will of evildoers like Soros. And they're attacking you, they're attacking Sean Hannity, they're attacking any decent patriotic American that dares to still stand up and tell the truth. And you know, the far left media are full of scumbags who are lying to the American public and saying, you know, Hillary Clinton's just a nice person who's some maybe just misunderstood. I mean, they're just denying all of the truth that we're watching with our own two eyes. We have to stand up and rally around folks like you, Sean Hannity, the president, the truth tellers, and unite to fight back these subversives who will continue attacking until we stop them. And we must unite together and actively stop them. It's time.
Well, we're going to continue to watch things as they unfold. This is a great time in history. It's very positive. It's very negative. Best of times, worst of times. But Craig, I'm glad you're there. TacticalInsider.com. I'm going to be launching more radio shows, more TV shows very, very soon. I'd like to offer you a slot either once a week or 5 days a week, whatever you want, as our tactical advisor here, because we got a lot of radio affiliates out there that are ready to pick up shows we're going to launch. So that's next level, my friend. So we'll be talking to you very soon, Craig.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, Craig's a big TV host. We've got a lot going, but he's bucking the whole system despite the fact he's getting attacked behind the scenes, because there's no future if good men don't stand up, as Thomas Jefferson said. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side as I break down some big science news. Infowars.com. Spread that link today. It's under attack.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
I don't mind them.
I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
And moving to North Korea.
When they're running down my countrymen, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah, you're walking.
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me.
All right, let me get into some personal issues here with viewers.
Running down with light by fighting.
When I cover how hydrofluorosilicic acid eats holes in people's brains, or how acid forms of fluoride are bad for your brain, the media makes big jokes about it and says, oh, that guy's a crazy person. We've all seen the 1964 film Dr. Strangelove, where Jack T. Ripper, the general, launches nuclear war, a.k.a. Curtis LeMay, against the Soviet Union to protect our precious bodily fluids. We've all seen the jokes. The problem is, if you just search engine Harvard study, fluoride causing massive IQ reductions, fluoride causing bone cancer, fluoride causing breast cancer, fluoride causing all these other crises, it makes you angry. I'm not up here on some metaphysical high horse like I've got all the answers, but I am a news hound. And so if I read 20 years ago, major studies about fluoride killing people, and then I read modern studies saying the same thing, and then I see Stephen Colbert making fun of me at least 6-7 times in the last month on fluoride alone, it makes me ask, what's really going on here? Doesn't Stephen Colbert have kids? Can't he read a Harvard study? So let me, in the time I have here, about 9 minutes, go over something a lot bigger than fluoride, a lot bigger than lead and arsenic, a lot bigger than solar flares and radiation giving you skin cancer. I'm going to break something down that is in tens of thousands of research documents, peer-reviewed studies, and medical reports. And the best way to just direct you towards the rabbit hole, because I can only point out the rabbit hole for you. You've got to go see it for yourself if you want to, because you're already down the rabbit hole. Whether you admit it or not, you should consciously go ahead and admit you're in the rabbit hole. Now, let's go ahead and look at this. This is a story from Infowars.com on May 16th last week. Scientists fearful of ecological risks sparked by GMO microalgae. Microalgae. That's basically just plants that live in the ocean / fungus that live in the oceans. They're all closely related. And then it goes over the research by the University of California in San Diego that bacteria, other funguses, don't slow this down. If this algae / fungus doesn't get light, it doesn't care. And they say, you know, we're kind of worried because something like this could turn out being the Andromeda strain. The Michael Crichton book written back in the 70s, made into a movie where an intergalactic algae / fungus type creature that's in between those two. Scientists have always worried about something in between an algae and a fungus. And that's what this is. That if it got here and it didn't have any known enemies, it would just suddenly grow and take everything over. In fact, most elites are actually worried about something just like this. And this is just one company we know of that's doing this through a university study. And then I think about how I've talked about algae, single cell plants in water, or growing on top of rocks, and funguses and all the rest of it, closely related. I think about the Vox story a few months ago. I watched Alex Jones give his viewers health advice. Here's what I learned. There's a fungus epidemic, and InfoWars has just the supplements to stop it. Now, by the way, we had an introductory anti-fungus probiotic. It was so popular, it sold out in 3 days. Even before this ever came out, we can't even get the pure ingredients right now. So it's been sold out for 3 months, but that doesn't matter. I'm not doing this to sell you a supplement. The point is I came up with supplements with top scientists because I'm concerned about countering this because I personally get sick from it. My children get sick from it. And the medical doctors I talk to say the dogs, the cats, the bats, the frogs, the fish are dying from weird genetically engineered funguses and algaes already. And I'm about to show you, not me saying what scientists told me, a big stack of mainstream news saying it. And that's what's crazy, is that this is all going on, and I'm here on the radio and TV having scientists on talking about it, like most of the bats in the U.S. have died because of these weird funguses that never showed up before that eat their lungs and brains. I know four or five people well who've had brain surgeries or who've had family that have died because suddenly fungus goes up their nose, gets in their brain, they have a brain tumor, and they cut in, and it's a fungus slash algae growing in their brain. By the way, we've been sold out of that for months, and I'm not even saying our product that targets fungus and stuff in the gut will even help you if it's in the rest of your body. The point is, 99% of our coverage is just reporting on what's happening. Of course, we come up with a product that I take myself hoping to counter it. But see, they won't address the real crisis. They just want to make a joke out of it. Well, let me tell you something. I love Texas. My family's been here since like 1829, both sides. The fungus and the algae and the allergies are so bad. My grandmother just died this year. She hadn't had allergies. She was 85 years old. I never had allergies until a few years ago. Almost everybody I know can't breathe. They got doctor clinics with lines around the block, not knowing what to do because of this crisis. I want to breathe. I don't want to be sick. But let's get into the actual science. Attacking fungal infection, one of the world's major killers. Science Daily. A lot of these autoimmune diseases, a lot of folks dying, Crohn's disease, you name it. Fungus, fungus, algae, algae, fungus, algae. That's Science Daily. That's mainstream news. It's got all the studies right there. And again, they're now genetically engineering funguses that are part bacteria, that's animal, and they're engineering algaes that are part funguses and part bacteria, that's what these are, that nothing kills. Do you know that's what cancer is? You know, we in our own bodies have cancer. It's when cells stop dying and keep replicating, and then they stop following the regular code of the colony organism that we are. And our different organs and systems that work together fail. This isn't about being black or white or Hispanic or old or young or northern or southern or from Chile or from Japan. This is about top scientists. I just showed you the article, major universities saying we're creating new organisms. I should have started this whole piece today. Alien organisms have been created on Earth. Aliens are now loose upon the planet. Aliens are now among us and are killing millions of us a year. Then people would listen. You see, because I'm informed, it's not sexy. But if I laid it out like science fiction, then it would be, oh, incredibly amazing. So they've created salmon that are three times the size of regular salmon that are part asparagus and part grasshopper. And they live twice as long and attack and kill the other fish. Okay, what's that going to do? We don't know. But we know long-term mutations happen when they change something's genetics main course. When they change the main genetic direction of a creature. They can do it one generation. But second, third, fourth, it degenerates. Because you can splice stuff the way you want it once, but it unravels the second and third. So I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that all the real scientists point out it's already wreaking havoc and causing genetic problems and causing allergies and causing us, because we're already so bombarded by new artificial alien species of plant and animal and fungus, that we, a fungus is a cross between animal and plant. We don't know what to do. And we're dying. And we're getting cancer because our autoimmune system gives up. And then now, since your autoimmune system turns off, the regular cell replication that becomes mutated doesn't get cut off. Your body gives up. You die. Cancer is your body giving up. And we come back. I've got the stack of news articles right here. All mainstream science journals about how mutated fungus and mutated algae and mutated fungus and algae crossed with animal DNA. Because, again, fungus is basically between a plant and animal. They're now splicing those all around. God knows. This is the basic building blocks of everything. And with primitive genetic engineering, limited, we're already having crises. Can you imagine? And then, meanwhile, I just love my children. I just love my children. And don't want to be sick. And they call me a horrible person. We'll be back on the other side of this break, and I'll go through these articles about what the deadly fungus and algae epidemic is doing and how they believe by them taking the genes out that control it, it's going to spread to the atmosphere just like Interstellar and literally just eat everything on the earth. Just prepare for mass death. It's liberal. It's liberal like Islam. Liberal, liberal.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Can you predict the market? No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com. Don't get caught off guard. MarketVulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one MarketVulture user put it,
"Well, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com. Seize the opportunity.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The preacher man says.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
See, the Mississippi River, when the KKK and the Aryan Nations and the David Dukes tell me I've sold out to all the other evil people, I look back at them and I say, I'm worried about the entire species. I'm worried about humans and the planet itself, our spaceship. I'm a real environmentalist. The fake environmentalists admit they just want full control of human development. And I say, we ought to be worried about humanity itself making it to the future. Not just one group of humans that you want to save. And you see that choice set up where humanity will never make it out of this by ourselves as some gay group or some straight group or some black group or some white group. We're being divided and conquered systematically. That doesn't mean I don't come out and expose some racist Mexican group saying they're the supreme God nation and La Raza, kill all the white people. Or that I'm not going to go criticize some white supremacist group saying the exact same crap. But that's all a diversion. Islam itself and its modern permutation is a diversion. The planet as we know it is being genetically, irrevocably altered. Our atmosphere is being altered. And I don't believe in space aliens. Our elites are acting like they are. That's all I know. Scientifically, they're altering the atmosphere. Scientifically, they're waging war against the main biosphere of the planet. And I can sit back and look at it and say, this isn't human. There's no way the elites would just be doing this on their own. This is too sophisticated. But notice the media doesn't attack me and say Alex Jones believes in space aliens, because I'm hitting just the root science that what the elites are doing is anti-human, anti-planet, anti-Earth. This Earth is its own genetic system, its own genetic history. We're together as this planet. Doesn't mean we don't fight each other and kill each other and have our own problems. But at the end of the day, we ought to respect each other because we all come from the same place. We have a shared experience. And the genetic flora and fauna, the bacteria, the fungus and the algae is all being altered, and it's being religiously released. Like the movie Alien Covenant, you know, you'll see that cheesy movie and it's like they're going and genetically engineering planets. Monsanto spent billions making Brazil take GMO corn. And now it's spreading into all their corn and infecting everything and causing health problems because it's a takeover. There's some larger plan. You study this thing, you're not dealing with your average bureaucrat. And so, many areas of the United States are going to have to be evacuated. We're the big testing ground. But already, the fungus and the algae is in the atmosphere, where it's not even supposed to be, and it's already raining down. The elites are already racing, not from war, I've learned, but to rural areas in the Pacific and the Southern Hemisphere to get away from what's in the air. And then you go see a movie like Interstellar, and there's all this fungus and stuff in the atmosphere, and it's killing everything. And I'm like, oh my God, in the real world, the fungus is already killing most of the crops. But don't worry, Monsanto has a genetically engineered crop that can live in fungus. And I'm just like, oh my God, the people didn't cook this up. It's just... That's why it's almost a joke to have Megyn Kelly's producer here and like wanting to be big on TV or wanting to be famous. All I want is the planet not to get destroyed. I mean, it's everywhere. The trees in my yard are dying. They have fungus on it. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but it's not good, folks. I mean, look at this science blog. First systematic study of deadly antibiotic resistant fungus reported. Oh, yeah. fungus in humans identified for the first time as key factor in Crohn's disease. Told you that 10 years ago, Science Daily. New drug candidate found for deadly fungal lung infections. I went and visited these cops when I was in Cleveland. A couple of them were dead or dying from just going into one crack house with fungus. Fungus-induced neurological diseases, an underestimated risk to animals and humans. Just like coal miners would get killed by the silicate dust. This is beyond that. It's genetic. Fungi. Read about it. National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. Toxic mold, weapons of mass destruction, now weaponized. It's all raining down from the atmosphere. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. All I know is, whoa, everybody. Whoa. It's getting bad. We're going to go to break and come back because Millie Weaver, months ago, with our researchers and with Gavin, exposed, 4chan later confirmed it, there was professors running around assaulting people at Berkeley with these clubs, these maces, trying to kill them, basically, in my view. And it's now been confirmed. One of these guys has been indicted, arrested. She's coming up with the whole breakdown. In fact, let me just come back and introduce her, because this is important. Stay with us.
Fires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, my friends. Millie Weaver's about to come in here and break down the professor there at Berkeley that's been indicted for reportedly assaulting someone with a weapon. I guess they call it a bike lock, but it's the equivalent of a 3-4 pound big piece of steel you can swing like a trudgeon or a mace and kill somebody with. And it was first InfoWars, I'm proud of Millie, that identified it was professors and others that were bailing people out. And then it was professors and others that were reportedly swinging the weapons. And again, in my view, trying to kill people. So that's coming up. But very briefly here, I want to just point out that we have Memorial Day specials. Some of these items, like colloidal silver and knockout, are the biggest specials we've ever offered. 65% off on colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. That's 75% off. That is a loss leader. But that way, you get to try out how great it is. We have the Supermill Vitality, sold out for months. Now back 30% off, out of the gates. Survival Shield, the good halogen, 40% off, 10% additional with auto ship. Brain Force, 75% off the retail. That's amazing. Secret 12, 43% off. Knockout, 50%. And all Trump shirts at cost are 75% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And look, I meant to mention this today. I didn't do it. I'm going to say it now. I am not a consumerist. I don't enjoy shopping. It's kind of fun to go shop for hamburger meat or steaks or chicken. I mean, I like shopping for food. Other stuff I don't like. I'm not a guy that just gets off on buying things and feels fulfilled. But when I buy something I know the globalists don't like me to have, like a firearm, or I go out and I do things that I know are human empowering and build new economies, then I feel good. So I love to use the money I have to build better economies, to go buy raw milk from Amish each week, or go to the farmer's market and buy stuff from family farmers that's less expensive with no middleman than the grocery store and is better quality. I love going and eating dinner at a mom and pop restaurant. The food's usually better anyways than a chain. It's that same basic common sense. So there's a good consumerism when you use consumerism to vote with your dollars, to vote with your actions, and build a better world. I don't think I'm stating some big secret here. I think everybody knows what I'm saying is just common sense veritas. And that said, Paul Watson was mainly paid, I'll give you some inside baseball, off of the YouTube channel we set up for him years ago, and off the funding he got from that. I gave him some other funding, but we're not wealthy here, so London's an expensive place to live, and he's got a few crew members under him. So it was hard for Paul to pay his bills. I'm going to give you some private info. And then the last year, they said, well, you're a libertarian right-winger. We're going to demonetize your channel about 80% or so. It's more than 70. And so I was having to try to dig around to even be able to pay Paul so he could, you know, still work here. And he said, you know, Alex, I've never done this, but because I'm under attack and we're under attack, I guess I'll go ahead and become commercial. I'm from Northern England. We're not really commercial. We're, you know, pretty low key, as everybody knows, but he goes, I'm ready to do what you've asked me to do. I'm ready to be commercial because I see they're trying to shut us down. And I said, Paul, what do you want to do? And he said, they hate this image of me like 5 years ago. My hair was longer because it looks kind of trendy, kind of like a Russell Brand. And he is like Russell Brand. He's real tall like Russell Brand. And he said, they hate this image. They want it banned. They want it shut down. It's a sepia image of him with long hair, kind of smiling. And he said, let's say conservatism is the new counterculture. A nice, soft, gray, high-quality shirt. This is Paul's idea. With InfoWars.com on the back so you can meet like-minded people. It's a unisex shirt, great for men and women. It's that soft, you know, mixed fabric. And I said, okay, Paul, we'll do that. I quietly said to the crew, I said, Paul's a really successful guy. But I said, people are going to buy a T-shirt like that? Guess what? It's our best-selling T-shirt for 3 months running, and we brought in as much revenue as we've lost from YouTube. So the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. You know, he gets 100 million views or more every few months on our platforms, and they took that away. They said, you know what, we're not going to let you have money because you're pro-Britain, you're pro-sovereignty, you're anti-radical Islam. We're going to destroy you. But guess what? Didn't work. Because now we are making back that same amount of money. In fact, it may even be more now that I'm plugging it. With conservatism as the new counterculture, with Paul Watson, with a triggering image of him on the front and Infowars.com on the back. And I personally kind of came up with a shirt design because it's the same manufacturer here that I go with. By the way, made in the USA, I should add. It's this acrylic slash cotton that is so smooth. It's unisex. It's so comfortable. And that's how you fund the operation. And also let them know we will adapt. We will overcome. You try to shut us down, we'll fund ourselves some other way. And then finally, in closing, because we got Millie Weaver coming up with a big report. Paul wanted his face just to trigger them. This is an anti-commercial guy, somebody I couldn't even get on air for the first 10 years he worked with me. Some guy that hates being on air, somebody that hates being commercial. But they tried to destroy him. They tried to, you know, make him bankrupt. So he's like, I'm ready to fight back. And you're fighting back too, listeners. And it's emboldening Paul to not back down. We have the ceramic conservatism is the new counterculture, Paul Watson Cup. And we have this other beauty, conservatism is the new counterculture as well. So we've got both these great coffee slash tea mugs available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got the new Paul Joseph Watson t-shirt. And when you purchase these, it makes everything we're doing possible here. So again, it is a fight for free speech. Thank you for everything you do. Without you, we would not be here. InfoWars is an extension of your will against tyranny. And the great crew that puts up with all my idiosyncratic behaviors understands that I am in the zeitgeist. I am in the nuclear reactor, let me tell you, spiritually. So, and I'm not complaining. I asked for this, but it's very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. But it's better than being a slave. And so I wouldn't quit this for anything. I just want victory now so much that it's all-encompassing, it's all-controlling. And I'm just begging you to keep doing what you're doing and fear your prayers. I need your psychic support more than the monetary. But everybody else needs the information. There's a war. They're pulling out heaven and earth to stop us. It is such an act of resistance when you spread InfoWars.com articles or you spread our videos or you spread a Periscope video or a Facebook video or a YouTube video. Now, let me end this now because Millie, I asked her to come here and host things. Maybe she'll go a little bit the next hour, but I want her to be able to talk about what happened to her and what's happening and just what's unfolding. But again, thank you all for your support. Now back to Millie Weaver here live in studio.
I'm Millie Weaver, and I will be taking you guys through the rest of this hour. Then at the bottom of the hour, I will be joined by Mike Cernovich, who will be taking you guys through that last final hour. Well, the bike lock attacker has been arrested and charged with felony assault. And this supposed attacker, he himself was a former professor. Now, this completely vindicates the report that I did, the unmasking the Antifa back a couple of months ago. And it's pretty amazing to see how on 4chan and Poll, how these internet sleuths actually tracked this person down and used some of that information about these professors that are bailing out Antifa in order to identify this professor. Now, I want to take you guys through this report, but we'll get to that in a minute because there's some really interesting detailed information of just how bad it really and truly is, where we have these universities that are completely dominated by liberal professors. There are more Marxist professors even at universities than there are liberal professors. It's getting out of control. It's pretty disturbing. So I'm going to take you guys through this report. We're going to be rolling it, and it's pretty amazing, the information here. But before that, I want to just say this professor's name is Eric Clanton, and he was 28. He was a former California State University professor of philosophy. And this man who swung and hit somebody with a bike lock was a professor. So let's go ahead and roll this clip, guys.
So let's start where I started. The local anti-fascist group, Revolutionary Student Front's Facebook page. The first post I noticed was that which discussed the recent March for Trump in Austin, where a group of anti-fascists went to in an attempt to shut it down, which resulted in an anti-fascist journalist, Kit O'Connell's, arrest. They had a fundraiser page where they were asking for donations for their arrested comrade. The money will go to support kids' hospital bill, replacement glasses, missed work, and other medical expenses, as well as legal fees, said the Post. They even raised $2,000. So my next question was, who were these donors funding the anti-fascists? The donor page had names of the donors and their contributions. So the next question to answer was, who exactly were these people? Many were fellow college students, but the most shocking finding of all was that some were professors. Yes, university professors. So why would a university professor be donating money to an arrested individual that's a member of the extremist group anti-fascist that is known for rioting, vandalism, and attacking Donald Trump supporters? Now, the trail led me to the universities. In this article, it talked about how students that took specific social justice studies received $2,800 in scholarships, and they even gained special privileges, which gained them access to use a special computer lab, cameras, and radio equipment. Why would universities be giving scholarships and special privileges to students that took social justice studies programs? So the next logical thought was to look into these social justice programs, and I decided the University of Texas would be a good start. I found the Human Rights and Social Justice Program. Upon reading the program summary, it seemed pretty mild, although one sentence stuck out. Finally, through the connecting experience component of the program, students will have the opportunity to complement their coursework with hands-on experience in an organization working on human rights and social justice concerns. Then I found the link to the Human Rights and Social Justice faculty panel. It had a long list of professors that each had a summary of their coursework expertise. What began to become apparent upon simply reading their own description of what they taught is that these professors shared some pretty extreme left ideologies. And with a simple YouTube search, you could find these professors giving lectures where you could hear their leftist extremist ideologies, some even verging on Marxism.
Here, I want to ask what may seem like a simple and even obvious question. Where does racism come from? From what roots does racism arise? And I think that question also is a simple answer. It comes from white supremacy, right? The idea that non-white people are inherently inferior in intellectual or moral terms from white folks.
All right, let me start with a clear statement on my own position on these two cults I'm speaking of. First of all, I am anti-capitalist without hesitation. The sense of the way I'm using this term cult, what I'm really arguing is that capitalism can never be anything but a cult. Capitalism is not only a cult, but essentially at this point, quite clearly, a kind of death cult.
The conclusions you would draw on crucial issues, if you consulted God's word, if you consulted the design of nature and what your senses and understanding of the world empirically could convey to you, or if you stepped back and looked, as our founding fathers did, at what kind of republican principles the basic opinions of mankind demanded. That the law of God, the law of nature, and the laws of republican government, the authority of republican government, were all aligned. This all comes apart in the debate over slavery. The convergence of them collapsed, and even the sources of authority themselves became inherently incoherent. I think you, as teachers, when you're teaching especially the expository literature of the Civil War period, can use these three sources of authority to sort of get your students inside some of these texts to ask them, what are these writers basing their arguments on?
Then I looked at KVRX, the Austin UT College radio station, and lo and behold, the students running the radio were affiliating with outspoken Antifa members. I even came across a UC Berkeley college radio interview with a professor. It's important to note that the interview is about a book that this professor published about fascism just before the UC Berkeley riots broke out, where anti-fascists shut down a Milo Yiannopoulos event.
Trump became sort of leader of the wingnut Tea Party branch of birthers, and from there he gained a significant right-wing reactionary following, which he was able to parlay into his presidential bid. And through that campaign, he became kind of a figurehead for a lot of Nazis and traditionalists and old-school Southern neo-Confederates. And so it was through that coalition, if you will, of fascists that Trump was able to really compete for presidency and eventually win.
More recently, warnings of a creeping fascism have returned. I don't know who's doing that. But, if we consider the left's embrace of equality as its defining characteristic, fascism remains decisively on the right. Obviously, he needs to be opposed on every level, and obviously, he's not only benefiting from the rise of fascism, he's facilitating it. Can we make the call that the alt-right is fascist? Yeah, absolutely, that is a fascist movement, and it has to be opposed physically and ideologically.
And this professor talked about Alex Jones, and in so, misrepresented Alex's political beliefs in order to create a false dichotomy.
What they did, along with like Alex Jones and people like that, is create this alt universe where globalization was a creation of the left. Globalization was the economic expression of an ideology that they referred to as globalism, which is created by cultural Marxists and Jews who are trying to deracinate the people of Europe and white people in the United States.
What can be drawn from this interview is that we have a few professors that are trying to rewrite history in order to falsely associate fascism with Donald Trump and his supporters.
Self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
For the full version of that report, you guys can find that on the Millennial Millie YouTube channel to watch the entire video report of that. I mean, it really goes down deep into what's going on at these universities. Now, it is pretty hard to even believe that there would be liberal professors and Marxist professors out there indoctrinating the youth. But when you go to these Antifa rallies where they have these rioters and they're, you know, coming there to beat Trump supporters, it becomes pretty evident when you see that the vast majority of these Antifa there are young college-aged people, and then they tend to have older people there who, I mean, it becomes pretty obvious who these older people are. I mean, they're university professors. And it just reminds me of this case where we saw that girl Moldilocks, the girl who was punched in the face at the Berkeley protest, but you know, she came there looking for a fight and she had made posts about it. So this girl Moldilocks, I mean, she was a beautiful young lady, looked like your, you know, daddy's princess. How does daddy's princess turn into the devil's mistress? Well, she's being sent to these liberal universities where even in California, some of these universities have started, you know, dismantling their libraries and essentially turning them into digital versions, which, you know, that does not sound like a good idea when you have this monopoly on speech at these universities, and it tends to be coming from the liberal side. You know, not too long ago, I spoke with a man named Professor Ellis, who is a black law professor and had the most amazing credentials you could ever see. He was so qualified, but he would go and interview at these universities and they would turn him down. No, they did not turn him down because of the color of his skin. They turned him down because he was ideologically different from them. He was a conservative. And so they actually were discriminating him based on his ideology. So he actually made a manifesto called Ideological Racism within universities about how these universities are only hiring liberal teachers. You know, there's a problem when these liberal universities, you know, these liberal professors outnumber conservative professors 12 to 1. So people are sending their kids there not realizing that these professors are very extreme leftists. A lot of them are Marxists. 12% or 12 and 16% were considered to be Marxist professors. So it's no wonder that young people, young millennials and Generation Z are more likely to view communism and socialism in a favorable light. Now, they had studies that came out, and these were from the Communist Memorial Foundations, you know, victims of communism who had done these studies, these surveys, and they found that overwhelmingly, Millennials and Generation Z had a favorable view of communism and of socialism, and they greatly underestimated the number of deaths that can be attributed to communism. It's pretty disturbing. And so now justice has prevailed. This bike lock attacker is being charged 2 felony counts. He could be facing a lot of jail time, but this really should not be surprising when, you know, you go out and decide you're going to whack somebody over the head with a bike lock. This is what can be expected. And anything else would just be being oblivious to the fact that you're going to get caught. You're going to go to jail if you try to go out and attack people that are exercising their right to free speech. Stay tuned, guys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Millie Weaver, joined here by Mike Cernovich. And we're going to be talking about professors and how some of these professors are even under threat at these universities. I mean, these SJWs are so hysterical. If they catch any bit of wind that these professors don't share their exact same beliefs, well, you know, they're going to do anything they can to run these professors off. So I wanted to go ahead and talk to Mike Cernovich. So hello, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hey, great. Always great to see you, Millie. Yeah, what I think is hilarious is they're liberal professors who are now actually getting that jackboot on their throat that all of us have felt for all of these years. It isn't enough to go after right-wingers or conservatives or centrists. The professor actually is a leftist. He's an avowed anti-racist, and even he is feeling the wrath of the mob.
Wow, I mean, that's pretty alarming when you have the mob rule mentality where they think that they can just bully and use aggression to essentially scare people off, like we have seen with Ann Coulter.
Yeah, and what they got him for was interesting. There was apparently a holiday. I don't know if we'd call it a holiday or an event, what people want to call it, but it was white people were told to stay off of campus by the administration. You can't make this kind of stuff up. The email has actually been leaked, and the producers back there have the emails where they had said white people cannot come to campus today as a way of honoring people of color. So this Professor Weinstein said, wait a minute. He thought he misunderstood what he was reading. He said, if white people want to voluntarily remain off campus for a day as a show of solidarity with people of color, hey, that's great for them. But if the administration is telling white people they're not welcome, that is actually racism. That is actually oppression. That's what got him in trouble, is he stood up against the idea that white people should be barred from campus for one day, and that set the outrage mob, the SJW outrage mob, out of control. Now, what gets really worse is he has been advised by the police department, breaking news today, he cannot come on campus. He and his wife are both in physical danger. The violence from the left. But God help anybody on, you know, this is something.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know, Millie, you've covered these left-wing groups. You've been to Trump rallies. In your experience, who is the first to be violent? People on the right or in the middle or people on the left?
It is without a doubt always the people with the Antifa, the people on the left. They get hysterical and they can't control themselves. They're emotionally volatile, so they lash out. And it doesn't surprise me that we're seeing the campus then say, oh, well, you have to stay off campus for your own safety because we're afraid of these people coming and hurting you. That's the exact same line or jargon that we heard with Ann Coulter and how the campus canceled her speech.
Yeah, that's actually a justification. Is the way they censor us is it's illegal and unconstitutional to say that we can't come onto a state university. And they say, oh, well, you're in danger, so you can't come to campus. And even if we say we still want to go, they'll say, no, 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 you can't. But they never actually arrest any of the wrongdoers who are criminals. So, for example, this, what was his name? Cantor? He was the Berkeley bike lock professor. He took a bike lock.
The Eric Canton.
Yeah. So he actually got arrested, but not for what he did at Berkeley. He got arrested for something else. He's such a dodgy character. He apparently had a gun. He was committing a felony in it, and we're still investigating that story. These are the kind of people. Yeah, exactly. Two felony charges. So he's an Antifa guy. But he wasn't arrested for what he did at Berkeley, to my understanding. Maybe that's changed as breaking news. He was arrested for completely unrelated crimes. These people on the left are violent criminals. It can't be denied anymore. These people are scary people. So we're going to leave here in a minute, but what's your take? I mean, you live and breathe with these people for a long time. Should people be worried about them?
I think that people should be worried about the censorship and the indoctrination that we're seeing at universities. That should be the number one concern, without a doubt. Well, stay tuned, guys, because Mike Cernovich is going to be carrying you guys through this last and final hour, and I will be saying goodbye to you guys.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate and true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, AutoShip and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, guest hosting the fourth hour for the Real Alex Jones Show. A lot of news going on today. It has been a wild day. So the question, I guess, on everybody's mind is it okay to punch a journalist? And, you know, we disavow political violence. I do not support violence against people you don't agree with. I certainly know that Mr. Jones and the InfoWars people, we believe in free speech. We try to debate people. But whenever we try to hold a debate or a talk or have a civil discussion, Millie Weaver has done a great job on that. Owen has done a great job on that. There's been so much great coverage of InfoWars about the violence coming from the left and Antifa. Whenever we try to have an event, left-wing thugs and savages and Antifa come in, crash it. They attack us. They pepper spray people. They hit women. They smash people with 2x4s and baseball bats. The media has said, hey, we don't care, man, because everybody that is to the right of Karl Marx is a Nazi, and they've even said it's okay to punch a Nazi. This is what they've been saying. The media has normalized political violence, and I warned people in the media because I don't hate every journalist. Actually, I think there's about 10% of journalists who really want to do the right thing, and then the other 90% are who given those 10% a bad name. And but I've warned people. I said, look, if you normalize political violence, then the issue is going to be who can do it better, who can be more violent. You guys should probably say something about this. As a matter of fact, I went into the White House press briefing room and I confronted the entire White House press corps and I said, why will no one in the media disavow political violence on the left? Why will you not disavow Antifa? The violence had gotten so bad that a fellow by the name of Base Stick Man had to go in to protect people who wanted to have free speech. There was a fight. I actually wrote about this. There was a fight that had broken out in an open field in Berkeley because Antifa would come in. Yes, exactly. Antifa would come in and then people on the right had to come in too. And it became like a full on civil war in the fields of Berkeley. And I said, I really want the media to speak out against this. I really want people on the left to say, you know what? You're right. The violence has been going on to Trump supporters. The violence has been happening to people on the right. This has gone on for too long. We need to do a special on it. We need to disavow this. We need to end this. The media loves it, though. When a Trump supporter is attacked, the media embraces it. And in fact, they do inspire and incite violence against Trump supporters by calling us all Nazis. So what the media had done is twofold. They go, well, is it okay to punch a Nazi? Is it okay to punch a Nazi? Now, most people would say, well, sure, because you have this idea of a Nazi as a terrible person from World War II. And in fact, they were terrible people. But the trick the media played was then they defined everybody as a Nazi. Anybody that doesn't follow mainstream orthodoxy, anybody doing real news is a Nazi. And they kind of snuck that one in there. But I warned people, I said, once you start telling people it's okay to punch those you disagree with, then the media people are going to get punched. And I warned them. I warned people. I said, guys, let's do a debate. I'd offered $100,000 to charity if Keith Olbermann would debate Real Alex Jones. This is how hungry we are. Those of us who are moderates, people like me, InfoWars, we're actually political moderates. Compared to the far left, you can't even call us right-wingers anymore. We are all moderate people because the far left, they want to take away everybody's guns. They want to enslave people. They want open borders. They want terrorism everywhere. So I said, I will donate $100,000 to charity if Keith Olbermann will debate Real Alex Jones in an open forum with the moderator, a neutral moderator. Alex Jones was, of course, fully on board. He wanted to do the debate. So you got money for charity, $100,000 for charity. Open debate. They won't debate us in open field, though, because they cannot win the war of ideas. The only way they can defeat us is by blacklisting us, by censoring us, by attacking our advertisers, by delegitimizing people, by lying about people, by spreading fake news about people. So again, this is all leading to what happened in Montana. So a candidate for Congress put his hands on a reporter, and you know what happened? The media freaked out. But I said, I go, you know what? That won't cost him even one vote. And in fact, not only did it not cost him a vote, he raised $100,000 in 24 hours. People were glad that he punched the media. He raised $100,000 in 24 hours in campaign contributions. People actually said they came out to vote for him, not in spite of him putting his hands on a fake news journalist, but because of it. You would think this would be a wake-up call. You would think the media would say, we are done with the violence. We are sorry. We apologize for inciting violence against Trump supporters. We apologize for saying it is okay to hit people you don't agree with. We were wrong, and we're now going to do an expose on Antifa and the political violence coming from the left that is happening to people on the right. But of course not. Of course not. Hubris, or as the Bible says, as a good book says, pride cometh before a fall. Pride cometh before a fall. The media is too proud to admit, hey, maybe we contributed to this culture of violence. Maybe this is our fault. Maybe we need to ratchet down the rhetoric. Maybe we need to stop dehumanizing people. Maybe we need to stop calling everybody Nazis. Maybe we need to stop lying about people. Maybe we need to cover the violence that is happening to Trump supporters. Maybe a little bit of humility. No, they're doubling down. This proves that Trump is a bad guy, his people are fascists, and that this is an assault on the free press. They're doubling down on that narrative rather than showing a little contrition and a little bit of self-awareness. So I predicted over a year ago that political violence would become normalized, it would become more common, and I predicted that people on the right would do it better than people on the left. And that is another point that is being missed by the media. This point being missed. This is not a threat, because I want a debate. Again, show me anybody on the left who has ever offered $100,000 for charity to debate me. Alex Jones, big name. We could raise a lot of money for charity. We could live stream it, have a super chat go and contribute. I bet you we could raise $1 million if we had a big, like a WrestleMania. Wow, this is a great idea. I wish Alex were here right now. We could just brainstorm off each other. I envision a major UFC event, a major boxing match promoted by CNN, co-promoted by InfoWars, maybe get Breitbart, Daily Caller, Cernovich Media, get all of us in a room and we could have like an undercard leading to a main event. So the left, they could have Keith Olbermann, Bill Maher, Sam Harris, Jake Tapper, Brian Stelter, all these guys on the left could come in, be like a big battle royal. And then we could have people on the right, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Millie, Cernovich, Stephen Molyneux. We could have, you know, we could have 5-10 people on each side. And then it would all lead up, God, this would be, where is Alex right now when you need him? This would be an amazing, amazing event. We could cut up a promo for it. I bet you we'd do $1 million for charity. I would put up $100,000 of my own money from Cernovich Media. I would put up $100,000 to see this event happen for charity. It would be the battle royale, the left versus the right. Who has the better ideas? Who can engage in free speech with the most tenacity, the most ferocity? Who has the better arguments? Who is more logical? Who is more cogent? Millions of people would watch this. We could air it on every network. Air it live on CNN, air it live on NBC, ABC, Fox News, MSNBC, air live on everybody's social media, on everybody's YouTube, crowdfund donations, live stream, and all money would go to charity. Why isn't this happening? We could raise at least $1 million for charity. Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. They can't beat us in an argument. They can't win. That's why they won't show up and debate us. That is why the media sends their little Nazi soldiers, the little Antifa thugs, to come in and disrupt our events. Because if they actually met with us one-on-one and raised millions of dollars for charity, they would be trounced. Because the left is intellectually, morally, and spiritually bankrupt. The left are the archetypes of terrorists. They create it. They want terrorism against us. That's why they'll never debate us. Instead, what do they want to do? Well, they want to get Sean Hannity's advertisers pulled. They write hit pieces every time Alex and I do a show together. George Soros pays people to monitor it. And, you know, I think it's a great service, by the way. I don't have any problem. I think it's hilarious that George Soros, that's a dream job. Think about that. The job that George Soros pays people to do is to watch everything that we do, download the videos and transcribe it, and then write articles about it. That is a dream. How could I, can I have that job? Can I get paid to watch Infowars.com and to transcribe what I read and to write about these articles on these amazing people on the right who are doing real journalism and actually standing up to the power elite and the deep state? That would be a dream job to me. Why can't I need to apply? George Soros, if you're watching, I know you are. David Brock, I know you guys are watching. Hit me up. Maybe we can have a win-win. I'll tell you in advance what I'm going to do, and then you can donate my salary to charity. But again, they don't want to open debate. They want to, the same thing they're going after Sean Hannity's advertisers. They want to get us kicked off of YouTube. They want to get us kicked off of social media. They can't win in open debate. And of course, that is why you got to go to Infowarsstore.com, because there aren't advertisers. Look what is happening to Sean Hannity. Bill O'Reilly was kicked off of Fox News because of the advertiser boycott. There is now a massive advertiser boycott going on against Sean Hannity. It might actually get him fired. So there's right now a Memorial Day Patriot special, 40% off Survival Shield X2. There are no advertisers. You are the advertisers. You are the people. Every time you shop, every time you buy a product, every time you go to Infowarsstore.com, you are the advertiser. You keep it in business, because the left is working hard to shut us down. Thanks again. I'll be back after the next segment.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guest hosting the fourth hour for Real Alex Jones. And today, again, like Alex will tell you, we're not bragging. We just want to let you know where you can find the real news. Let's do a flashback to lead up to this amazing video climax. It's spectacular. Even though karmically, I do not wish poor health on anyone. I do not wish Parkinson's disease on Hillary Clinton or anyone. That is very, very bad. So that is bad energy. I don't wish it on her. But let's do a flashback. I believe the article was published by the Washington Post September 6, 2016. Can we just stop talking about Hillary Clinton's health now? So as you know, the Alex Jones Show InfoWarriors had been receiving legitimate sources of information who said that Hillary Clinton's health had been so bad that the Secret Service had a step stool put up for her in the van. So Alex and his people were getting this kind of intel. I was too. They had said her, actually she has a step stool going on to get into the big SUV or whatever you call it, the big Suburban. And then what they would start to do is rather than have Hillary Clinton enter and exit the vehicle facing the camera, she would walk behind a car and get in that way where cameras were out of sight. So we kept hearing that something was really wrong, and we began to talk about her health. She would have coughing fits. The media would call them allergies. And then we would go and fact check the media and say, well, wait a minute. When she gave that talk, she actually was having no allergies. There was no pollen. There was no ragweed. There were no allergens in the air. But when you would actually fact check the media, you would find out there were no allergens. It was made allergen safe. So I kept pushing that story hard. Paul Joseph Watson pushed it hard. Alex Jones, all of the InfoWars team pushed it hard. We were called fake news. Oh my God, you're fake news. They wrote about me to this day when they write about me and they want to try to attack me. They say, Mike Cernovich has spread conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. They can't quit talking about it. So on September 6, 2016, the Washington Post and all the fake news media said, you're not allowed to talk to her health. And then, of course, we had that fateful day where a hero citizen journalist captured Hillary Clinton having a seizure as she was walking into her SUV. So why are we talking about this now? InfoWarriors vindicated because today, and they're going to have that clip ready for you. Today, Hillary Clinton, while giving a graduation speech, had another coughing fit. So let's go ahead and watch that clip if we have it.
You know, 4 years ago, maybe a little more or less for some of you,
I mean, I've got to get a lozenge. Thank you. I told the trustees I was sitting with after hearing Tala's speech. I didn't think I could get through it. So we'll blame allergy instead of emotion. But, you know, you arrived at this campus. You arrived from all over. You joined students from 49 states and 58 countries. Now, maybe you felt like you belonged.
There you go. Vindicated again. Now, again, I don't wish, and I know a lot of people would disagree because people believe, well, she does belong in prison. It isn't people believing it. She does belong in prison. She is a criminal. She is the most wanted traitor in American history, worse than Benedict Arnold. But that said, she does have Parkinson's or some kind of condition. So what medical experts will tell you about Parkinson's is people think of Parkinson's very stereotypically. They understand the tremors that people have, but they don't understand, too, that neurologically it affects your throat. So your throat will actually close up when you're a Parkinson's patient. It's a very sad condition. That is, again, why I do believe Hillary Clinton belongs in prison, but medically I don't wish this on anybody because it is horrific, and I know people who have suffered, and you never want to wish a serious medical condition on anybody. It's not good. God doesn't approve of that. Nobody should want to do that. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm not gloating about it. So what happens is neurologically your throat starts to close up, and then you can only drink special water that has a higher viscosity. Otherwise, you can choke on water. So that's why Hillary Clinton can't even drink water out of a normal water bottle. So what's the message here? The real news. Who had this health story first? Infowars.com did. Mike Cernovich did. Paul Joseph Watson did. We had it on the internet. The media actually told us we couldn't talk about it. This is why you cannot listen to the fake news media. When they tell us they can't talk about something, they know that it's true.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USAA, the financial services company which caters to military members and their families, is the latest company to pull their advertising from Sean Hannity's show following a string of ad cancellations from numerous companies after the Fox News host started focusing on murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich and his reported ties to WikiLeaks. Hannity then accused liberal lobbying organization Media Matters of America of liberal fascism, claiming they were mounting a targeted campaign against him after they released a list of companies that advertised during Hannity's show. Prominent Twitter icon Mark Dice then went to Twitter and said, USAA, you're boycotting Hannity to please a few liberal trolls. So now we're going to boycott your company because we think you're garbage. This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for AutoShip, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Waging War on Corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Back again, Mike Cernovich filling in for the fourth hour of the Real Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching in. By the way, we can't do this without your support. That's why, again, people say, why do you talk so much about the InfoWarsStore.com? Why do you care so much? Because the advertising war is happening. Look what is happening to Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity lost USAA, which is an insurance company dedicated to soldiers. The military is pro-Sean Hannity. The military is pro-InfoWars. But if you can't have advertisers, you have to support yourself. And that's why with the Memorial Day store, you're actually standing up against censorship when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I'm proud. I'm proud to tell people about these products because they do work, they are effective, and it is how you fund the information war. We don't have advertisers. We don't have big sugar daddies like George Soros. We only have you, the people, who every time you shop here, you're standing up for America. Speaking of America and American values, video games are now waging war on Christianity. You can't make this stuff up. There's a new video out there, a new video game out there called Far Cry 5, and we're going to load up the clip here in a minute, where what they want to do is attack Christians as being some kind of cultists, as being some kind of members. In the promo trailer, they make everybody, the whole plot of the game is that Christians have taken over in Montana. These bad, evil Christians. If you're a Christian, you're probably in a cult. You're killing people. They show people at a table with wolves and knives, and they have a guy tied up. The whole attack on Christianity and Christians in America is coming from every level. The mainstream media, Hollywood, and now for video games. So let's go ahead and watch this clip, and then we'll talk about it. You hear that, right? Amazing Grace playing in the background, peaceful music. The video game world and the video game industry is controlled by the far left, by the social justice warriors. They are now directly attacking Christians. I don't see Christians going into concerts where little girls are and blowing things up. I don't see Christians committing terrorist acts. I don't see Christians and Christianity endorsing terrorism. I don't see Christians trying to impose their hardcore Christian laws on other people. But that is what is actually happening. So that is what the media is trying to say is true about Christians and Christianity, even in the video game world. But let's compare it to these leaflets that we're seeing outside of a mosque. Let's see what is actually going on in the real world. Because again, I respect everybody's religion. I believe religion is a good thing for people. Judaism, Christianity, there are many good Muslims out there. I don't like this divisiveness about everybody's religion if people practice it peacefully and if they control the violent people. But as journalists, we do have to tell the truth. And the truth is that Far Cry 5 video is propaganda from the left. George Soros probably backed that, probably funded by Soros and the Media Matters types. They're probably funding that kind of propaganda. That isn't the reality, though. Christians are not doing this kind of stuff. Now let's look at these leaflets that were found in a mosque. Let's compare.
This is direct from Didsbury Mosque. This is a leaflet that I was given on an open day. And this says, living in a society in which people have accepted Western lifestyle as their way of life brings immorality at every step. Modesty, shame and honour have no place in Western civilization. That is direct from Didsbury Mosque.
All right.
And that was given in a very expensive package with DVDs.
All I can say is I have been an attendee of Didsbury Mosque for 30 years or so. And Didsbury Mosque is a mosque that opens its doors to non-Muslims every week on a Sunday. It's a very multicultural community. It's a mosque that invites women in, men in, people of all faiths and all nationalities. And where that's come from, I don't know.
That's absolutely correct. And that was given to me on a Sunday, David. On an open day. You get tea and biscuits, very, very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Very, very nice people.
It's not an official...
I have also... Having debates with young women.
I think two lines taken out of context about Didsbury Mosque is unfair.
All right. Sorry, how is that out of context?
Hold on.
How is talking about Western civilization?
Yes.
Out of context.
Well, we don't know who handed it to you or who wrote it. That's the point.
Thank you.
All right, I know you've got it there. I know, but
it's a charity leaflet. Given out officially from Didsbury Mosque.
All right, you've made the point. Thank you. All right.
What more do you want?
So this kind of stuff, and this is why the media divides people, this kind of stuff to me is very conflicting for me because I do know very, very, very many Muslims who are opposed to this stuff and they have spoken out about it and they think it's gone completely crazy. But there's a large segment of Muslims who do endorse terrorism. They don't say anything. They don't report on the people who are radicalized. You can't get the truth about Islam and Muslims. So, for example, that woman who said that the mosque is open on Sunday and women are welcome, are women allowed to be with the men, though? Famously, there was Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, who claims he's a feminist and is really against the patriarchy and we really have to do something about these oppressive white Christians. There is a great picture of how Trudeau went to a mosque in Canada and his female staffers had to go into a separate entrance and they weren't allowed to sit with the men. They were segregated by gender. It isn't Christians who are doing this gender segregation. So on the one hand, you have people like Trudeau, you have all these university professors, you have all these media people and they claim, look at these lunatic Christians. I mean, that really is what that Far Cry thing is. Look at these lunatic Christians. Can you imagine the outrage if there was a big video game about mosques, terrorists and mosques? That's how you know the left is intellectually bankrupt. Let's just imagine as a thought experiment. Let's imagine there was a video game funded by a major corporation where they told the true story about the Orlando shooter. They told the true story about the terrorists in Brussels. They told the true story about the shooters in Paris. In fact, the Munich attack, Nice, Paris, and now the Manchester attack, and they had a mosque. And in their promotion, they had mosques going on there. And they were talking about Muslims being radicalized and sharing propaganda. What would the media do with something like this? Would that video game ever be allowed on the shelves? But there's a bigger question. If there were a picture of Muhammad hanging behind me, would I be killed? If I posted a picture behind me of Christians mocking them, defacing them, I obviously wouldn't do this because that would be wrong and I don't believe in mocking anybody's religion. And I certainly wouldn't do it to the great Christians listening here. But if I did, my life would not be in danger. If Christians would not come in and try to kill me, this is proof. This is empirically proven. There have been all kinds of vile, vile things like Piss Christ, where they put a crucifix of Jesus in urine, funded by taxpayers, by the way. That isn't even art. It's just vulgar. It's actually funded by taxpayers. Christians aren't going to go in there and murder anybody, blow anything up. Charlie Hebdo, right? Those of you listening in, do you remember the Charlie Hebdo murders? There was a satirical newspaper in France that made fun of everybody. They ridiculed Catholics, Jews, Christians, Protestants, Muslims, in the most vile, vulgar ways, again, ways that I don't approve of. They would make caricatures of Jewish people, caricatures of the Virgin Mary, engaged in all kinds of vulgar acts, completely degenerate. And I don't even think artistically valuable. It's complete degeneracy, but they had a right to do this, and they had every right to do this. Well, then what happened is they did satire on Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. What happened next? AK-47s, murders everywhere. Now, what happened on social media? The Charlie Hebdo murders, I think, were 2 or 3 years ago. Everybody on social media, I stand with Charlie Hebdo. More hashtags. Jesus Charlie. Everything on social media, hashtag campaigns, standing up against it. But they wouldn't name who did it. They wouldn't identify the enemy. They wouldn't say this is caused by radical Islamic terrorism. And if they did, they would be fired. But they had a hashtag. So we have now had, how many terrorist attacks have there been since Charlie Hebdo? I think there's been one at least every month in Europe. I lost track of them. I was actually trying to keep track of them. But you can't keep track of all the terrorist attacks coming from, again, radical Islamic terror. So Far Cry 5 and the Hollywood and media entertainment establishment, they won't dare criticize Islam. In fact, they do the opposite. I don't know. Do we have that Katy Perry clip? So Katy Perry had come in. So here's what you have coming from Hollywood. If you believe in God and Jesus and you believe in Easter and Christmas and Christianity, you're some evil cultist who's probably a cannibal. But if you are part of a religion where there's terrorist attacks all over the world, actually, every day, there was martial law declared in the Philippines. You can't even criticize it. So let's try to load up that Kate Perry clip if we have that. It's a great clip, and it really is a great contrast between what the media is saying versus what we have.
The greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other and, like, no barriers, no borders. Like, we all need to just coexist.
What a joke. You watch this stuff, and you're just thinking, what a joke. And, of course, the Navy SEAL had a great reaction to that video, I think.
I think if you want, if you come to America, you're American and nothing else, and American foremost. And I think that what this is we don't have people who respect the culture of the United States of America. I mean, you have people like Katy Perry, for instance. I mean, this woman has said, oh, we need to give them hugs.
Hug it out.
Yeah, hug it out. Go to hell, Katy Perry. Hold one of your concerts in Syria and see how that goes. She is not, I mean, these people fundamentally don't understand what is going on here.
But you don't think she's coming from a bad place. You just think they don't get the threats.
Oh, I think they're just completely benign, and they don't understand any of this, and they don't want to understand, too. And that's why, I'm so strong against these celebrities who speak out, say, oh, well, we can fight this through love, or, you know, it's not really violent. They don't mean it. We are putting the political correctness of the Islamic culture over our lives of our citizens, and we need to stop that immediately.
Quickly, I want to ask you.
Hey, man, I believe in free speech. Again, we can all link this back, by the way, to the very first segment we did on that liberal professor who is an avowed anti-racist, Professor Weinstein. He's a liberal professor, avowed anti-racist, who wants to coexist. And the far left in America won't let us coexist. And that is why the far left is actually using radical Islamic terrorism as a weapon to attack the right. And that is why the media is using radical Islamic terrorism to silence the people that they disagree with. And it's why they won't tell the truth about it. So, I mean, let's just think about it. I love the idea of coexisting. That is what free speech is fundamentally about. Free speech is all about, hey, you can make fun of each other. In fact, Comedy Central made fun of me. I went and did a talk with them, and I knew they were going to edit me, and they edited me completely out of context, but in a very funny way. And a lot of left-wingers go, oh, Comedy Central, they really got Cernovich good. And I thought, what are you talking about? I believe in free speech. I believe in jokes. I'm happy for Comedy Central to make fun of me. I think that is what we need, is free speech. It's the left that opposes free speech. It is radical Islam that opposes free speech. The terrorism, again, it isn't happening from a Christians. So I believe Far Cry 5 has the right to do a video game making Christians, trying to make Christians look terrible. I think that that's awful. I think it's disgusting. I think it's Christian phobic. I think it goes against Western values. I think it's vile. And I know that it's propaganda designed to create violence against Christians. That said, they have a free speech right to do it. Where is the free speech right to do a video game from Far Cry 5 about Muslims, where they're being radicalized in the mosque, where the terrorism coming from the mosque? That would never be allowed. You, and again, you would not only be attacked by the government, and the EU would actually be arrested. That's a great point to think about is, if you were in the EU or the UK, and you did a video game like Far Cry 5, but you made it about Islam, you would go to prison. Katie Hopkins, I believe is her name, there's a British commentator who was on Twitter and said, enough of this terrorism, we need to stand up against this, what is going on? She was reported to the police, and the police department said, we're investigating it. At first, I thought it was a hoax, right? I said, I can't believe this. No, so I think her name is Kate Hopkins. On Twitter, criticized Islam. They reported her to the police on Twitter. The police account on Twitter said, we are investigating her. That really does say it all. They're more worried about mean tweets on Twitter, which, and by the way, her tweet wasn't even mean. She wasn't even saying Islams are savages or animals or anything. It was just saying, hey, we need to talk about this. We need to have an open conversation about this, right? Jail. You go to jail. So if you're in Europe, there is no free speech in the EU. There is no free speech in the UK. If you did Far Cry 5, a video game like that, yeah, so Katie Hopkins, though, it looks like she lost her job too. Is that... So maybe she's off her network and everything, right? So not only is she losing her job, she's also losing her freedom potentially. She might go to prison. She might go to prison over a tweet that could have been worded a little bit differently, right? She could have used, people have to be careful how they word things and realize the cultural context of what they're saying. And that's part about being in the media. Is being conscientious, but she could go to jail. So why can't you do a video game like Far Cry 5 in America or the UK? Because if you did it in the UK or the EU, you'd go to prison because it'd be hate speech. If you did it in the US, you legally might be allowed to do it, but your offices would be firebombed. If you did a video game with a picture of Muhammad in a mosque talking about radical Islamic terrorism, your offices would be firebombed by Muslims. And that's the truth. So what's the answer? I don't know. That's what we have to think about. My view is the answer is free speech. My view is that religions cannot coexist in a culture that doesn't allow free speech. That's why the First Amendment has the Establishment of Religion Clause and the Free Speech Clause. Because if you do establish a religion, you can't have free speech. The only way religions can coexist is if we can criticize each other, critique each other, mock each other, and we have to just let people do the vile caricature. How else can free speech exist? Infowarsstore.com. Free speech exists because it takes money to fund these operations. They're really trying to expand. They're building out the studios. They have contractors everywhere. Brainforce is 47% off of retail right now. There's a huge Memorial Day Patriot special. Free speech needs money.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back once again, Mike Cernovich with the final segment. There's so much going on. And for those of you who are wondering how to find me, you can go to twitter.com/Cernovich. So much going on. We have, of course, a reminiscent. I think that we've talked a lot about the Seth Rich case, and I wanted to talk about it just a little bit more because there's a lot of fake news about my role in the investigation. And of course, they always lie about us when they can. The number one thing I've noticed about the Seth Rich case is the media is telling us we can't talk about it. Well, that sounds an awful lot like Hillary's health. The last time the fake news media told us we couldn't talk about a subject, it was Hillary's health. They said, you guys cannot talk about it. She's perfectly healthy. And then, of course, she had a seizure on 9/11. And then today she had another coughing fit. Why does the media care so much about debunking, which they're not doing? Why do they care so much about debunking the Seth Rich case? Hey, there's a few people. If I spent my time debunking all the nonsense about me and Alex Jones that George Soros funds every day, I couldn't get any work done. I don't care that there are a bunch of people lying about me on the internet every day of my life. I don't have time to go mess with that. So why is the media creating a narrative to shut this story down? Now, I'm going to be clear about what my position is. I do not know if Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leaks. But I also do not believe that the Russians had any involvement with that. The AIT guy could have provided the kind of emails that WikiLeaks had in the leaks. So why is it that the media is freaking out so much? Because we're investigating. What we found through our investigation is that there's been total police incompetency, and that the DNC rushed in to help the family, and there's been no competent investigation. And this is why I know there is some kind of cover up with the Seth Rich murder. Imagine something happened, God forbid, to an InfoWars person, right? I can tell you what would happen. There would be a 24-hour hotline. There would be a tip line. Alex would be offering reward money. It would be a full 9/11 style kind of emergency. What is going on? What happened? Private investigators would be hired. There would be actually what is going on, a full investigation. Seth Rich was a DNC staffer. The DNC is a multi-billion dollar corporation. They bring in all the money from all the big donors, Warren Buffett, Facebook, Zuckerberg. They bring in all the money from Soros. Where was the hotline? Where was the investigator? Isn't that interesting that the DNC did not hire a private investigator? They did not set up a billboard. They did not offer a tip line. They didn't put billboards up in the neighborhoods where he was murdered. They didn't send people out right away to investigate. They didn't look for any camera footage. Has anyone here seen a photo picture of the suspect? Cameras everywhere. There are cameras everywhere because we live in this Orwellian world in D.C., Big Brother-style surveillance state in D.C. I haven't seen a sketch of the suspect. Why not? Why isn't there a billboard up? Why weren't the rewards offered? No, no, no. The DNC didn't hire anybody to investigate the murder, to find the murderer. O.J. Simpson did a better job pretending to look for the real killer than the DNC did to look for the killer, Seth Rich. Instead, all the DNC did was they go, oh, hey, we're going to give you a PR damage control person. So all the DNC cared about was covering it up, doing damage control, sending some public relations flack who doesn't care about the Seth Rich family. He only cares about the DNC and their reputation. And there was no investigation ever done. To me, that's intriguing. Again, I'm not saying Seth Rich was the source of the WikiLeaks because I don't know. And as a lawyer and a journalist, I look for the evidence. I don't say what I don't make up stories like the fake news media. There are more questions than answers. But we're going to keep looking and the fake news media cannot stop us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.